Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Captain Mitchell Radio Program. Matt, look, that just goes to prove to you we're always adjusting, modifying, updating to the last very possible second. But welcome to the program. Matt, your host. My wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, is out for the next 2 weeks. So we're going to lift him up in prayer with a hedge of protection and say, Lord, take care of him wherever he goes and his wife and get him back safe so we can continue on with the program. But in the studio right now, I've got my special guest, Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group. Melinda, how's it going?
Good morning. It's going great.
Give us a teaser.
We're going to talk about garden stuff updates. We're going to talk about some health options and bees. We're going to talk about bees.
Not beets, but bees. That's an inside joke, by the way. Okay. And to her right, I've got Judge Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing this morning?
God bless you. I'm glad to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you. And my board operator, I got Shelby Meyer.
Woo!
I give you the golden microphone, and that's all I get. Okay, not a problem.
That's what you come to expect. You know, I can't be like everybody else. I got to do my own thing.
We are simulcasting on 105.1 FM, The Ranch, right here, right now. Also at 98.5 FM in Rockdale at KRXT. You can catch us live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio at 254-697-6633. And when we're all done, we wrap it up into a pretty little package, throw it over to the podcast department, and you can replay it on podcasts at Podbean, Apple, Spotify. So tell all you know. Share it with everybody you know. And also go to aaronsgunshop.com. And when you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. At the top of the page there, you'll see last Saturday's show for quick reference. You can fast forward to wherever you want. And then you can also hit Apple, Spotify, or Podbean right there. But in the middle of the page, there is a donation button. If you feel led to donate on a monthly basis to continue the efforts of this show, it takes a lot of money to do the show on two different stations. So your help is greatly appreciated. I want to thank all the sponsors who have faith in me and support the program and all the private donations that come in. They stay anonymous. And I just want them to know that thank you very much for it. We've got a very busy show today, so let me set the table up and tell you what's going on here. We'll be doing the devotional announcements. True stories for sure in the 11 o'clock hour, probably about 11:30 we'll do that. Word of the day coming up. Quote of the day, I'm going to do something a little different since the Colonel's not here. And we'll do that towards the bottom of the hour. Judge Isaacs will be talking to us about current things. He'll give us a revival prayer, talk about Morningstar Ranch. At the bottom of the hour, Katie from Moz will be calling. That's the scratch and sniff section of the program. We're all going to get hungry when we hear Katie's menu. The Colonel, like I said, is on assignment. Father John Gazzaldo will be in around 10:30. Mac Harmon from Quick Wrench Automotive. I've known Mac for a long time. He's the guy I go to when the car or the truck or the Jeep or whatever it is isn't working. The man's a walking encyclopedia when it comes to vehicles. So he's going to be on. Get your questions ready for him. Here we go. The word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of the story. And if you can give me a call here at 254-697-6633 and put the word of the day into a sentence, I got something for you. Whether it be a gift certificate to Moz, a coffee mug, something, we'll get you squared away. The word of the day is allegations. Allegations. It's a noun. Definition is a claim or assertion that someone has done something illegal or wrong, typically one made without proof. It comes from this headline. RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., shrugs off Biden family corruption allegations. Quote, won't be a spear tip to my campaign. And my question is, why the heck not? Judge?
You know, when politicians forgot what the truth was, a lot of them, and we don't operate in that way. You know, when I ran for judge, my whole deal was I work for the people of Precinct 3 of Milam County, and that's still it. I work for the people of Precinct, and I do what I feel like they would want me to do, no matter what it is. And I'm not, I don't try to be a hard or rude or arrogant or any of those things. And if somebody's doing something wrong, I call it out. And no matter what it is.
That's like kicking the can down the street. I'm not going to mess with it. It's not important. Nah. It must be important. It's crumbling our nation.
They need to bring, it needs to be, the more sunshine we can get on it, the better it is. And they need to keep putting it on there until somebody that can do something does do something.
Now, I designed this show to a certain degree. I scan all the news. I look at different perspectives. And I wanted to basically show today, or I want, what I wanted to get across today is this. Ladies and gentlemen, I really don't care who you are when it comes to your political connections, whether you're a conservative, Democrat, Republican, independent. I'm putting that all to the side for a moment. And I'm saying to myself, and I'm saying to you, are you an American? Are you a patriot? Do you have patriotism in your heart? Do you bleed red, white, and blue? Really, think about it. Because all of your personal and mine, personal little pet peeves or special type of interest or things we're into, that's all fine and dandy. But if you focus on that, if you emphasize on that and lose track of who we are, where we come from, what we represent, what the three pillars of this country is, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the pillar of God, if we don't stick to those standards, what you and I think's important won't mean squat, because this country will be lost, and those things that you had the benefit, the pleasure of exercising will probably be gone, and that's it. Once it's gone, it's gone. It takes, it's almost impossible to get it back. So when you hear some of these articles, I want you to think about this. What the heck is going on? So let me continue on. I just told you about here, RFK is saying, I'm not even going to worry about it. Well, you should. The president is corrupt. And if you can't see that the president and his family is corrupt, then really go away. Stay away. Go back under the rock you live on, under. Or get out of this country, because you surely aren't patriotic. I don't care if it's a Republican president who's corrupt. And don't even tell me Trump. This guy gets over and over and over every accusation that's brought to him because the truth comes out. Continuing, Governor Gavin Newsom wants power to fine school districts that resist LGBTQ blah, blah, blah curriculum. So they're cramming it down your throat, pun intended. Now, health professionals, and I read this last week. What are you laughing at? Now, health professionals are urged to call the lady parts bonus holes to avoid offending trans or non-binary patients. Think about that. Think about where we are. I have to read this headline. I should be reading, the military is becoming stronger. The economy's bolstering. The nations abroad respect us. That's what I should be reading. But I'm reading this? A bonus hole?
From a birthing mother.
Health and Human Services Secretary Rachel Levine claims children face wrong puberty.
And the hits just keep on coming.
I don't know. I don't know how to. I have to be careful on this show, because
don't you think they just put this out there, not being serious, but they do it just to get a rise out of people?
No,
this is
no.
Absolutely, no one's going to call it a bonus hole.
Absolutely.
Here's
not
the deal. You know, let me say. You know, everybody knows that if you see a bad dog, you stay away from it. If you see a friendly dog, because you pet it, and you, the ones that can get you the worst are not the bad dog and not the friendly dog, but it's the scared dog.
Shelby, the colonel, does an excellent job explaining the Constitution, and he talks about the Communist Manifesto, the 45 points. That mm-hmm. is one of them, breaking down the normalcy of humanity. Okay, they do it on purpose.
You think this is a starting point to later on it being normality? Because it's not going to be a normality to the people now.
Well, I'm getting to that.
They can get a foot in.
This is a small percentage. The thing is, they have the media. They've got influential politicians. They've got money, and they know how to circle their wagons. So even though they're a small percentage of people, they have a lot of power, because the bulk of the people are only going to certain sources, and that's lamestream media. And the lamestream media is putting out garbage. Did that help?
Yeah.
Okay. Department of Defense memo says transgender soldiers on hormone therapy can skip deployments.
Wow.
You see the trend here with the headlines?
You have got to be kidding me. We're in a war, and I can't go because I'm on.
I can't go.
I can't.
Hey, look, I get
too much drama.
I get problems with women. Women soldiers in there. Oh, I got pregnant. Because a lot of them, not all of them, there's honorable women out there in the sense of doing their duty, but there's some out there going in there because I got nothing else to do.
I'm way more old-fashioned. I'm way more old-fashioned. I don't think that women ought to be anywhere close to combat, but that's okay.
I agree. I don't mind women in the military at all, in support units, but not on the front lines. Okay, Illinois sheriffs brace for fallout of America's most dangerous law after state Supreme Court ends cash bail. Oh, you committed crime. It's no problem.
No problem. So let's go to Illinois and steal some stuff.
That's what everyone else is going to do.
Yeah.
Trans swimmer Leah Thomas photographed wearing a disturbing Antifa shirt.
Have you ever
seen... And who's surprised by that?
No, I'm not.
Have you seen that person in that one-piece bathing suit? Is horrifying.
No tuck, huh?
No care, no tuck, just out there. No trim, either.
Oh, man.
It's like spiders. To
really?
It's scary.
Moving on. I read this last week, too. Maybelline roasted for using bearded crossdresser and lipstick ad, and you said it quite nicely. I brought this back into the fold to show you what's hitting the headlines.
Something weird and new every week about people that are trans getting whatever they want.
No. Mm-mm.
Tech CEO, downtown San Francisco, never going back to its pre-pandemic state. They're collapsing. New York City won't be the same. Mm-hmm. California the same. Biden salutes his family values and names Wilmington home as 2024 campaign headquarters. You know why?
Because he can't go anywhere.
He can't go anywhere. Sleepy Joe needs a nap time.
That's right.
Chunky,
Joe has got to stay. Keep him in the
ice cream cone.
Be prepared, and this is something that you probably already covered, but for another some kind of disease, some kind of something coming out so that everybody has to get locked down so he can't go anywhere and campaign.
Remember how Trump said after the fact, I got 5 seconds, 4 seconds, three. We'll be back. I'm going to continue this on.
Well,
I got a bunch
to
go.
We got 2 minutes of the conversation.
Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Here I go.
everybody. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group, in the studio with me. Judge Andy Isaacs, got Father John Gonzalo coming in. Mac Harmon for Quick Ranch Automotive. It's going to be a good show. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Let me continue on with these show highlights. Remember when Trump said, I was told we were so low on ammunition? I said, how can we have that? How can the military have that? We fixed that. The problem's gone. So it's okay for him to say that because we are at full strength. Just like my red button's bigger than yours and mine works when he says it to the North Korean leader. Well, check this out. U.S. scrambles to increase weapons production after Biden let military info slip on TV. We're low on ammo. We're low on troops. We're low on petroleum reserves.
Why don't we tell them where we're hiding, too? This is where our secret bases are.
Well, he did. He let the balloon fly over. Donald Trump Jr., steep learning curve and knowing who to surround yourself with in D.C. Now, I was interested in this topic because when Trump got in the first time in 2016, you were expecting some great things, but he kept bad people around him. So Donald Trump Jr. here is making the comment, yeah, we recognize that. So when he gets in 2024, I'm hoping he cleans house. Let's keep an eye on that.
Fire everybody and start over.
Sound of Freedom, if you haven't seen it, go see it. Crosses 100 million mark, outdoes Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. And I like Dead Reckoning, don't get me wrong. But this movie, you need to go see this movie. It's called Sound of Freedom.
Don't waste your time seeing any Indiana Jones.
Trump demands death penalty for human traffickers after Sound of Freedom screening. We will defend the dignity of human life. Now, that's what you do.
I saw you put that video out saying that.
Now, Jim Caviezel, is that how you pronounce his name? Mm-hmm. Calls Trump the new Moses. Going to save children, the likes of which you've never seen. So he was saying Moses got the Jews out of slavery. Mm-hmm. He's going to get the children. So it's a metaphor. Pennsylvania woman foils home invasion by shooting burglary suspects.
Oh, darn.
Man, almost done here. The Chinese Communist Party is rewriting the Bible. Did you hear that one?
Man, everybody tried to rewrite the Bible. This never works. Nobody ever gets it. The Bible is the Bible. Now, there's different versions that people write.
No. This is different. I read portions of it, and it's
not really the Bible.
It's almost everything's the same, except the Chinese leader is God, but the Chinese leader decides to do certain things that Christ, different than Christ, but I'll get into that a little bit later. Reverend Franklin Graham, God's word never changes, speaking about the Chinese rewrite. Oh, here you go. I want you to feel safe in your homes. French police. Yes, I'm talking French, but if they can do it, we can do it. And we can do it better.
French accent.
The French police. To spy through phones, laptops, cars, using remote camera, microphone activation. And then finally, banking insiders warn that CBDCs, you know what those are? Central bank digital currency, will be implanted chips. Everything will have an implanted chip. Everything will be accountable.
Mark of the beast. We're coming.
Okay. Is that good enough for now?
Yeah.
Tell you what, Andy, save us from the hole I dug. Let's do a revival. Talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay, here's the deal.
We need a revival prayer.
Absolutely. You know, revival is the most important thing, but why do we get to revival? How do we get there? You know, Matt was in the military, and we have Mark Boyer who comes in here, great guy. He's Green Beret. When you're doing those type things, they take you into a position, they tear you down, and then they build you back where they want you to be. And Matt can testify this, Mark. They teach you to be, I'm invincible. Okay, I am invincible. I can figure out whatever problem I've got to do. And it's almost impossible, especially at the Green Beret level, to tear them down. It does happen. There was a movie about that, about a Navy SEAL that gave up because it was so bad. Mm-hmm. But it's almost impossible to do. How come we can't do that spiritually? How come that's what we got to have. We need to build ourselves up spiritually so that we're so strong that when the times come, and they're coming, it's going to get harder than hard, that we'll be able to withstand because we built ourselves up spiritually. So getting in the Word. Praying, seeking Jesus. That's the answer to 99.999% of the problems that we have in this country. get in the Bible, seek Jesus, pray.
You know, Andy, it was like I said earlier, instead of having special interests, focus on your patriotism. Instead of having your personal interests, flat screen TV, new car, this, that, and the other, focus in on the Lord first, and all these other things shall be granted to you.
You know, a great TV is not that big a deal.
How about we celebrate Christianity for a whole month?
Oh, we can't do that. The separation of church and state, obviously.
You're a domestic terrorist.
That's right. Get your gun. You know,
straight to
jail. I see it over and over and over every day. We're spiritually weak. Our country is spiritually weak. Don't think that the enemy is not out there working. They never sleep. They never give up. They never. We win a victory. We take a breath. We do not need to have time to take a breath anymore. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, please strengthen us. Show us the right way. Help us to open our word, open up your word so that we can have that indwell in us, so that when times of trouble, we'll know where to draw. Lord, just give us strength and wisdom and knowledge and understanding so that we can hear about ourselves, but how we can help others, how we can reach out to others, and how we can do for others. The more we do that, the better our country gets. And the more we give, the more we get. Because it's in your word many times. If you just give God a thimbleful, he will give you back a dump truck load, heaped up and overflowing. Lord, just help us to revive ourselves, revive this country, to revive our cities, states, counties. Lord, in my house, each and every person's here, revive us in our house. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. Man, let me tell you something right now. We need your support. I know this radio station does, but we need your support, because the well is just about dry. After all the expenses and everything that happens, you know, we were talking on a different place the other day. They asked me, well, what kind of expenses we're getting. I started going over. Usually a $250 scholarship pays for a kid to go to camp, and that covers all the everything they get, T-shirts and all that. Well, It's fixed to go to $350. We really kind of went up to $300. It's fixed to go to $350 because it just doesn't cover it anymore. We spent on the first camp, the first weekend camp, and I've had a chance to sit down and look at it. We spent $7,000, counting every expense you can think of.
Wasn't that your biggest?
That was our biggest camp. Right. $7,000.
I want to make a suggestion.
Sure.
People out there have good hearts and they want to do stuff, but sometimes they just don't know what to do with the direction. So I want to ask you a favor.
Sure.
Can you list three things specifically, dollar amounts that you need?
Yeah, we're going to need probably another $2,500 for electricity, which will come in this next month. August, we're going to need another $3,000 for inadvertent expenses that you have during this time. And another thing is, for those of you that have got it, we're going to have hay. Because all my hay people that I normally are not making any hay this year. They're not making any hay, and we're going to come up with wintertime, and I got 19 horses and 10 cows, and we're going to have hay. So
there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's the mission, and I know there's people out there who have the funds and the means to do it.
And the hay,
and you may not have heard it, so those of you who have heard it and know those who have it and are willing, spread the news. Share this program with as many people as you can. Because we put out tons of great information from great seasoned Oak spokes, one of them right here, Melinda Bowles, as well as everybody in the room. Melinda's my special guest host today. So the call has been put out. Let's get her done. And for those of you, and you know who I'm talking to, all my private donations, I'm reluctant to say names because I don't know, you do it privately for a reason, but I want to just lift you up and thank you. I've spoken to some on the phone. I've spoken to some through text and email. You know who you are. Thank you very much. So spread the word. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring this segment. I've known Casey for, 20 plus years, and he's been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. He can take care of you as well. Two location, one's in Temple, 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simple yet, go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. I do devotionals Monday through Friday, most of the time. And I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. I pick one during the course of the week to read on Saturday, and here it is.
There we go.
Good morning. There are times when we want to throw the following proverbs out the proverbial window. Proverbs 25:28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Proverbs 12:16. The vexation of a fool is known at once, but the prudent ignores an insult. Proverbs 29:11. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. I continue. Although there may be a sense of relief for letting it all go, it's extremely temporary and will later be regretted. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And I close. Let's all do our best to trust in the Lord. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
So there you go. We plant the seeds, sprinkle a little bit of water on it. Let the good Lord do the growing. Share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. We're taking a 3-minute break. When we come back, we should have Katie from Ma's Place giving us the menu for the day. See you in a few. In a few. With 3 seconds to go. Okay.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Well,
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Mitchell Radio Program. Matt, your host, the number 254-697-6633. Shelby, how are we doing? How are we doing, Shelby?
Not good.
Not good? How come?
I can't hear anything.
All right. Hopefully you're all hearing me out there. It's just a matter of pushing the right buttons and we'll be okay.
You know. Oh, the hits just keep on coming around here.
We're doing good. We're praising the Lord. And, amen. You know, we've got gremlins trying to keep us quiet. It's not going to happen.
You know,
it's not going to work.
Just a second ago when you were reading about your devotional, and it really hit me that we so many times, we say things, we do things, and then we have to turn around. I have done them. I have done stuff, and then 30 minutes later, I had to go to that person and apologize. And eat crow.
Is there one in there?
Eat crow.
There you go.
You need to read that.
Read it.
Left unsaid. But
no, read it out loud. I got coasters here.
Some things are better left unsaid, which I generally realize right after I've said them.
That's right.
You know, and we do it all the time. That kind of stuff is just God says, be slow with that tongue because it'll get you in trouble.
Let's go to Katie.
Yeah.
Scratch and sniff section of our program. Katie, welcome to the program. How are you? How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Katie from Ma's Place, Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. I can smell it through the microphone. Tell us what's going on.
All right. I got a lot going on today.
My stomach's growling already. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's going to growl after this, too. All right. Today, we got shrimp and cheesy grits for $9.99. Mm. We have, if you don't know what Dixie Fried is, it's potatoes, sausage, peppers, and onions all kind of grilled up together. Oh. And it comes with one size super salad for $8.99. We also have our surf and turf, which is our catfish and steak with two sides super salad for $15.99. And we have fried chicken livers with two sides super salad for $7.99.
I'm listening to the police scanner, and it's going off like crazy because of all the accidents around your property because cars are racing to go in there to eat. I'm kidding. But no, they are racing to it. We went there just not too long ago.
I was there yesterday.
Oh, well, tell us about it, Andy.
I'm a little bit disappointed that nobody didn't know who I was. Until Bill came in. So, but it was really good. I had the steak fingers and some of Matt's onion rings.
Well, they didn't know you were because you had food in your mouth.
No, I didn't have my proper attire, no badge or nothing on. But it was great. The food is always great there, and the iced tea is excellent, by the way.
All right, now Katie, you got a special for the radio listeners. Why don't you tell them what that's all about?
Yes, I do. I have the 10% discount for all my radio listeners. So if you hit me by the register and let me know that you listen to the radio. It has to be Matt special, though. It has to be. You have to tell me you listen to Matt on Saturdays, not just the regular radio.
There you go.
Then you get a 10% discount.
Well, you're going to get inundated. I'll tell you what, let's do this again. I remember last time we put the call out, and you had to make like 30 Matt specials, didn't you?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of onion, that's a lot of onion rings. All right, well, check it out. Katie at Ma's Place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. What's the number, Katie?
254-699-0011. I did it right this time.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good to know. And don't forget, if you can't remember any of this, you should by now be able to remember aaronsgunshop.com and go to the radio show page. All my sponsors are right there. Click on it and it'll take you right to their websites, okay? Katie, it's always a pleasure. Tell everybody that we said hi. And we will talk to you soon.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's not Aaron's High Cap Adventure.
Oh, here we go again. All right. Now, Shelby, you got me all squared away here?
Oh, yeah.
I want to do something a little different. I was listening. I love music. And I love all kinds of music. Doesn't matter what it is as long as it's good. And I wanted to put out this question to you, the listening audience. And that is, what song that opens, that its intro is strictly instrumental.
It's mostly rock and roll songs. You can get it.
Well, there you go, Shelby. Now, hold on, let me set it up. So, I don't care what it is. It could be Beethoven's Fifth. Boom, 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 boom. But I'm going to play three of mine, real quick snippets. And each one of them means something special to me. So, if you have one, and call up here at 254-697-6633. Tell me what it is. Maybe we can find it real quick and play it. And you can explain to me in a with brevity. Brevity is a soul of wit. Why it's so important to you. And I like it, or the judge likes. Judge will be, he'll have his, what do you call that thing?
The gavel.
Gavel. If he goes, good, we'll have something for you. Okay, 254-697-6633. Shelby, go ahead and play the first one.
Which one's the first one you want?
Don't say it, just play it.
Oh.
Here we go.
All right.
Just tell me when you're ready. Here we go. Okay, that's the first one. Let's go to the second one.
Right.
And the second one's coming. When she's ready, tell me when. There you go. Here's the alternate. Now, if you can call and give me a song of yours that has an instrumental intro and tell me what it is about it, or if you can call up and tell me who the bands were that played these last three that we played here, I'll give you something. Number's 254-697-6633.
But I have one, remember?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to see if it'll work out.
Is it alcohol involved? Okay, all right.
Now you have to get started.
We're good, we're good.
So
there you go. Four songs, musical intros. They all have purpose and meaning to us. How about you? If you can list the bands, then I'll get you something. Now, I was talking...
There's all kinds of good stuff they can win today. I've got some extra stuff over here.
Let me go through some of these articles. Because I was talking about... I read a whole list of negatives and how trivial in reality they are to the importance of this nation and how it stands in the world. Trivial stuff. Some may argue, I mean, the one here specifically about the bonus holes. You were making a comment. I think, Melinda, do you want to add on to that?
I'm sorry, did I roll my eyes out loud? Jeez.
That's offensive to a woman, isn't it? What if a guy comes up or somebody comes up to you?
I'm offended.
I'm offended by that.
Hey,
absolutely.
There's going to be some pickup lines coming along because of that little deal right there.
Oh, it was you that was mentioning it.
Yeah.
We can't use the P word, but maybe we can start using that.
Bonus, yeah.
Bonus.
You're
okay.
Acting like a real bonus hole.
That's exactly where we're going here. Right here. Now, but we'll probably have to start labeling the back or the front. We just, you know.
Because to me, the bonus holds the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. It just went off the rails.
Really getting down and dirty here this morning.
Just went off the rails. Transgender Rachel Levine claims children face wrong puberty. It's a short article. Let me just read it because I can't explain it. Some American children are going through the wrong puberty, says Rachel Levine, the self-described transgender assistant secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. Adolescence is hard, and puberty is hard. What if you're going through the wrong puberty? Huh? What if your inside feel that you're a female, but you're going through a male puberty?
I tell you what, you know, I need some fertilizer on my property, on my ranch at the ranch. Please bring some of that out there, because that is exactly what that is.
This sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Exactly.
It really does.
Like it's so far out there.
People actually believe that, which is even scarier.
It's impossible to go through the wrong puberty, and he knows it. The one Twitter user commented, telling your children that they were born in the wrong body destroys their mental health for life, another says. It's abuse, and the parents should be put in prison. Crimes against humanity. This cross-dresser makes our country a laughingstock, another Twitter person said. He's an embarrassment to our nation. Another Twitter user simply wrote, insane.
Mm-hmm. You know, y'all remember when the Disney executive came out and she was a female and said, I've got one transgender child.
Yes, how rare that actually would be.
You know how old those kids were? Like 5 and 6.
Oh, my God.
How would they know what the... You know, five. I mean, it's, and I might have their ages wrong, but they were very young. They, and I couldn't believe it. And this is another example. You may be going through the wrong puberty. What we need to do is put my foot in their butt, and we'll have them.
Excuse me, it's foot in your bonus hole.
You're nearing your.
I got 20 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, Judge. When we come back, I want to hit this one. Illinois sheriffs brace for fallout of America's most dangerous law after state Supreme Court ends cash bail. Extremely short article, just to get us set up. I would like your opinions on it. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3-254-697-6633.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. If you'll notice all my bumper music, it's instrumental. The intros are instrumentals, and they all mean something to me. I need a week to explain it all. But we're back. 254-697-6633. Don't forget, we're Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Simulcasting here on this station, 105.1 FM, and also 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Judge Andy Isaacs.
Yes, sir.
Illinois sheriffs brace for fallout of America's most dangerous law after state Supreme Court ends cash bail. I'll read. It's an experiment on the backs of victims of crime, says Franklin County Sheriff Kyle Bacon. They are the sheriffs in Illinois. They're bracing for more crime and more victims that result from the end of cash bail across the state. Quote, folks who live here are extremely concerned. It's an experiment on the backs of the victims of crime. I have serious concerns, and so do the people that live here. First of all, explain bail. What does it take? What's it do? How do you determine it? And what is this going to do for the people of Illinois?
Okay, it's for me. And I don't magistrate all the time because I'm across the river, and we have two judges at the jail that take care of most of that. But bail is put there to make sure you show up for court. Mm-hmm. That's why you have bail. You it's part of the writ of habeas corpus, the part that they're not doing in Washington, D.C. for the January 6th people. You're allowed to set bail, pay it, and get out. And that guarantees you're going to come back or you're going to forfeit that money. So, or whatever, whoever put up whatever.
And you still have the repercussions of not showing
up. That's right. And you're still supposed to have repercussions. Bail is set based on the offense and the circumstances. In Texas, there's no... This offense gets this bail. It's each offense and each crime has its own deal. I have certain guidelines that I use. A good example is if you get DWI the first time, I'm pretty easy going with that. I'm not a hard ass. People make mistakes. The second time, now we're talking, bail's going to be a lot higher. The third time, it's going to be it's high because I don't want you on the road with my grandkids. So, and that's pretty much all the judges do that. Some judges are nicer than others. Some are harder than
others. So, if we applied your third rule of a DWI to this,
mm-hmm.
The first time's a mistake. Sure, everybody makes a mistake. Second time, hey, man, you know, come on. Third one's you're a reckless menace to society, basically. What this does says you're a reckless menace to society. I'll see you later. I hope you make it to court.
Here's the deal. If everybody in this country was a Christian and acted like that and was devoted to the Bible, devoted to other people, we wouldn't need to worry about bail. We wouldn't need to worry about them showing up because they would. They would still people make mistakes. But we don't have that. So there's no way to make you show up. If Shelby don't want to show up to this no bail, she don't have to. What's really bad is you're going to now have DAs and prosecutors that won't prosecute crime. You already saw some of that in Dallas, and people went nuts. But
well, what about in California, where it's up to $700 or $900 worth of stealing, and it's like, we'll get you.
You know, they figured out in San Francisco, where they're no bail deal, that most of those shoplifting crimes were committed by 396 people. And those people are out and in. They got a lot. You could have a pretty good little deal going there. You get you a antique shop, just go steal other people's antiques, fill it up. What a deal. You know, that's part of your job description. Go steal some stuff. This is not a crime issue. This is a moral issue.
Yeah.
And we need to stop treating it like
a
crime issue.
Let's do a Dr. Shelley thing. Dr. Shelley always wants to go to the root cause,
right.
Not just treat a symptom. So if we have a morality problem, how do we fix the morality problem if people don't go to church and families are broken up? It's not a matter of go back to your family and go to church. How do we get them to go back to church? How do we get them to – and when I say go back to church, I'm talking going back to the Lord and focusing on the Lord. Okay?
I'm going to tell you something. Jerry Clower said this 30 years ago. He said they were talking about, says, do you think punishment deters crime? And he said, I don't know. He said, what do you mean you don't know? He said, well, we won't know till we punish somebody pretty bad. So if we punish them bad enough, then maybe they'll go back. And if, I'm tired of people saying, well, we have too many prisons. No, our prison system is too easy. What we need to do, you know, in Mexico, you don't go back to prison in Mexico. You don't go back to prison in Saudi Arabia. You don't go back to prison in Pakistan because it's so bad that you don't want to go. But we in Texas, you know, you can't make them go outside and work. If it's
three
over
hots and a cot, man.
That's right. Three hots and a cot and got a good TV. And we
air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
And
they're
friends.
And they got all the workouts.
They also got these mass murderers also have tablets where they can surf the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're trying to be nice to people that don't need to be nice to. You know, one of the things that you didn't get in trouble when you was in school? And when you was home?
A bunch of stuff. I never got
you know, you didn't do it? You know, you didn't do it because the first time you did it and daddy caught you, he busted your ass. And I don't mean just a little love tap either. I mean lifting off the ground and you scooting on the ground because that butt's hurting. And after that, every time you thought about doing something, you might have still done it. But your butt was saying, don't do it. I can't take no more of that. Don't do it. We need to get back to that. But we won't, and because we're going to try
because
to be do nice.
People aren't scared because they know, well, everyone else's good conscience and morals will prevent me from getting too bad of a punishment. And that's exactly how it works.
In my courtroom, if you come in for truancy, which is the best example I have, if the state says I have to give you these punishments, there's about four things. Community service, they had to pay a $20 fine. That, and I make them pay it, not their parents. And there's a few other things. If, and one of the things on their court order is don't miss any more school, don't be late, if they miss any of that, that means now they're in contempt of court and I can send them to jail for the weekend. And the ones that I get to send to jail for the weekend, they never come back.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, were serious.
Yeah.
Now, Andy, you know my boys.
Yeah, love them.
They grew up pretty good. But
their
I think,
thank God for their mama.
Okay, and thank God for their daddy, too, because right. they knew right from the beginning, if I said it, they know I'm going to do it. And I said, if you do this, this is what I will do. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know why I was like that? Because I didn't have that. I was 5 years from my next eldest brother. I'm in New York. I'm on the street really young. Doing what I want to do. It's just that's the way it was back then. And I know what you can do out there. So my boys, and as soon as I sniffed it, I go, I ain't going in that direction.
Nope.
Nip it.
You know, you got two really intelligent boys.
That's on the other side.
No, yeah. Really intelligent. The reason why is because your wife was a very tough teacher. She didn't dumb the curriculum down so they could pass. She was tough. In fact, she was tough enough that I told Garrett one time, I said, you know, I might think about going back to school. I had to learn under her. So she was tough, and they are better for it. And punishment will deter crime if we make it hard enough that it's bad. You know, it ought not take 25 years to put to somebody on death row to put them to death. They don't have a time limit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and yes, we will have one or two people that we put to death that are innocent. Okay, that's going to happen in our society, but we need to make it so bad that you won't do it, and that's the answer.
I say, I don't know why I'm bringing this up here, but the ones if there's any slight doubt, but you know they did it, but there's just still a little bit life in prison, no parole. But the ones when they're on video camera, you own it. I saw you shoot them. There's your bullet. All this kind of stuff. They should be down. Within the month.
Yeah, there's no way it should take that all that. But see, we think that the criminal ought to have rights.
But it's the way you put him to death as well.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's the way you put him to death, I think, will scare. I mean, think of the Wild West.
In Utah, you know, this is several years ago. Utah, they used to hang them. Yeah. In Utah, they used to hang them. Okay, I don't know if they still do or not, but they used to hang them. So a guy didn't want to get hung. He didn't want to die. Mm-hmm. So he gained 200 pounds. And he was now 400 pounds, and they said, if we try to hang him, it will absolutely jerk his head off his body. And then, so they wouldn't do it. So he ended up with life in trouble.
Like I said, relying on the morals of other people.
Right. So, you know.
So to save yourself from getting executed.
In a hanging way.
Overeat.
Become a lard ass.
But the thing is he had the option to gain all that weight. He had all the food option.
Don't feed the son of a gun. You're going on a diet. Give you some salad.
There's veterans on the street homeless, but he can be in prison and gain 200-300 pounds.
That's right.
Okay. I've only got, 2 minutes?
One minute.
So this is only worth 45 seconds. So Biden salutes his family values and names Wilmington home as 2024 campaign headquarters. If you cannot figure out why they're doing this, then please just don't vote. Please, please just don't vote. Don't vote. I'm serious. There's no more time. There's no time left for games. If you want to be silly about your personal little interests, please just stay home. Stay home. You are not going to do anybody or this nation any good if you go vote because, oh, well, I want this, I want this. It's Constitution, Bill of Rights, Pillar of God. Those are gone. This country's gone. The goose that lays the golden egg is about to get choked to death. We need to get the grips of tyranny off her throat so that goose can start laying some more eggs. And those eggs are freedom, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the pursuit of those who go after the pursuit of happiness. What's the name of the thing? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of those. Oh, how does it go? Somebody call me. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of those who endanger it. Is that it?
I'm trying to figure out the bonus hole thing.
They're still on bonus hole.
All right, when we come back, Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group. She's got some great information like she always does. We'll be back in three.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
This is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program.
Hey, hey,
yeah, that's what I've been saying for 8 years now. Okay. Anyway,
it's just the Facebook page that's just Aaron's Gun Shop.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two. Matt, your host, simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM. Shelby, tell everybody hello. Put me up there and say hi to everybody on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com.
Hello.
Just like
you. Aaron's Gun Shop at Facebook on aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. Now, remember, in the beginning of the show, I played, four instrumental opens. And if you can tell me who the bands were, I'll give you some prize, or give me a call and tell me what moves you with a musical intro. But right now, I've got Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group. Melinda is an expert in what she does with financial. But man, I think you're more mega with the stuff you bring here. It's incredible. But go ahead. The airways are yours, Melinda. Talk. Do what you want.
All right. Well, thanks for having me this morning. BullsFinancialGroup.com, or you can reach us at 254-899-9944, doing our Balanced Life, Balanced Money segment today. So being prepared is a topic, and I wanted to give a quick update on our garden and where we're at. Matt asked me to revisit the copper antenna idea, and we have made several copper antennas and put them in the garden. We do not seem to be having a bug problem. Went on to make some copper trellises, which I have my cucumbers growing up a trellis, and they have a tendency to not get burned up because they're on that trellis. They're not laying on the ground. I think the ground, anything that's trailing on the ground seems to be having issues with
heat. When you look at that, Melinda, are you looking at it and you go, absolutely, without a doubt, that's the case? Is it like, oh, yeah, it seems like it's working? Or are you just so committed?
No, I'm pretty, I feel like anything that's trailing on the ground, any trellis would probably be good, but we're using the copper trellis, mm-hmm. and I'm not seeing the bug problem that I hear a lot of folks talking about.
A copper trellis cost?
I don't know. We went and bought the long sticks, and since my husband welds, he put those together. So, to be honest, I don't know. I would probably have to source the materials, because we made them from scratch.
Yeah, so, that would be the only thing about having copper is
the expense
of that. Even though sometimes it really doesn't. Your car might need to run on premium gas,
right?
But if you can't afford premium gas,
exactly,
it really doesn't matter.
No, but you don't necessarily have to buy copper wire. You can use scrap wire and strip it out, right?
Right. Well, the trellises are made with the tubes, and then the antennas are made with the scrap metal that the wire that you can go down to Temple Iron and get.
Oh,
I've
got plenty
metal.
Of scrap wire.
Right. So you can make it.
The trellises made out of tubing look like they cost about $600.
I think we made them less than
and
that.
The ones that are made kind of smaller with wire, seeing like $195 and
right. If you're going to buy one ready made, I'm pretty sure we made ours cheaper than that.
Oh yeah, it would probably be somewhere in the $150 range.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Melinda, maybe a little less.
This is your fault. This is all your fault. You come in here with such interesting topics. We can't help but shut up. I got to do what I do with Dr. Shelley and put a muzzle on. So I'm going to shut up and
let you
speak.
There you go.
That's okay. So I'll just continue the tomato conversation that the horticulture guy was talking about earlier. So I've got three shelves full in my refrigerator. So my plans for doing something with those tomatoes is we're going to make tomato sauce, and then I will be putting that in the freeze dryer, and I will be making tomato powder. So it takes up less room. It'll go in mason jars on the shelf. We'll vacuum seal those jars. And then that way I can take that tomato powder and make just about anything out of it. So my freezer's full, so I really don't want to put anything else in there, and not really sure that I want to freeze dry the tomatoes without making powder.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
I took the muzzle off.
That's okay.
Would you be open to doing a class on that?
Yeah, we could. Absolutely.
We'll need to talk. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so because we finished up our zucchini and our squash, we replanted those plants and the cucumbers. So as those are finishing, I've been told by my many gardening friends, replant. You should have another round of zucchini and squash. I love pickled squash, by the way. I should have brought a sample of that.
Yes,
that was really good.
So No food?
Just got the sweet potato slips about a month ago in the ground, planted 8. I have a raised bed that is just covered in sweet potato vine that hopefully in a couple months we'll have sweet potatoes. But I wanted to go on to alternative health ideas. Any more questions about the garden today?
No, we're done.
we're growing stuff, and I am going to be doing probably about 20 jars of pickles this afternoon because I not only have the tomatoes in the fridge, but I have a whole bin of cucumbers, and I take them straight from the garden, put them in the refrigerator. They're just nice and crisp. As soon as you wash them up, they're ready to can, and they're not bitter. So a lot of folks think that you got to can them immediately, but I discovered that they're still fresh. They're great.
I would love to do a day of that.
We can do it. So I wanted to highlight a couple of things because in this day and age, a lot of folks don't have health insurance or they're trying to buy it and it's super expensive. So I always kind of go to the what can I do myself before I have to go in, and I have not set foot inside of a hospital in a couple of years now. Don't intend to. But there are some things that we are doing, and in the day and age, and I'm going to actually talk about this. I call it magic powder, magic mud. And you can hold that up if you would. So we're all getting bee stings, wasp stings, ant stings, and we swear by this. So apparently, every bug that likes to sting likes to get my husband first. I usually get into the ants, but he came in the other day with about 10 wasp stings, and he was swelling up everywhere. I made this mud, packed it on, let him sit for about an hour. After that hour, he washed the mud off. You make a little paste out of it, and there was no signs of swelling, redness, or even a sting mark. And he's convinced. So now every time he gets stung, he comes in and he says, "Can you make me some mud paste, please?"
So it's basically clay just drawing stuff out?
It's like a clay. Mm-hmm. It pulls all the toxins out.
Is it open?
It is open. You can look at it. And so I swear by this because a lot of folks go straight to the anti-itch, the Benadryl. They start putting all those other chemicals in their bodies that may or may not help, and I try to do as things as natural as possible. So whenever you're having an ailment, let's just say you have a knee that's bothering you or a back. We're all weekend warriors, and we do things on the weekends and we get hurt, right? So, and I know Andy was talking about this. I think having a few things in the house to help with injury, let's just say, or soreness. And one of the go-to we have is called a TENS machine.
Hey, everybody. Facebook Live, aaronsgunshop.com. We're showing it at the camera.
All right. So if you have an ailment on your back or you've stressed your back, there's these little probes on the back. You put them on and you hook them up, and it's battery operated, and it sends a pulse. And usually in about 30 minutes, it's great. Which one do you have and how do you use it?
Mine is a Welders Pro, and it works almost identically, except for the TENS unit sends out a singular post.
Mm-hmm.
A Welders Pro has an infinite number. It changes up the frequency, right. It changes up the delivery so that your body doesn't get used to it. With a TENS unit, eventually your body gets used to that and it doesn't work anymore and you have to completely quit for a while.
I'll back that up. I was having that done to me. I had certain ailments and mm-hmm. they flip through the book, find the muscle and the frequency that goes with that mm-hmm. and boom, put it in there.
Right.
That's it.
So I think there are some things you can do using the essential oils to help with soreness. But our go-to is we go to the chiropractor every 2 weeks, and we also have a massage once a month. And doing a deep tissue massage periodically can absolutely ward off just about every ailment or achy back that you've got. And our chiropractor is over at Temple Sport and Spine. And I have never been a fan of the kind of crack and send you out the door because I tense up, and I probably come out of there hurting worse if they do it that way. But he has some unique tools that can adjust the, the spine and loosen up those joints. And I walk out of there feeling great, and I have not been, twisted and torqued and cracked as you know. But they also offer all kinds of stuff over there, so decompression and whole body care, corrective therapies, and that's where I got the MUD from. So they actually do sell the Premier Research Labs supplements, but this MUD is awesome. So call Karen if you're interested in having that in your medicine cabinet. There's two other things that we've done, and we go once a month to Waco, and we have what we call biofeedbacks. Anybody ever had a biofeedback test done?
No.
So what it is, and I'll read this because this explains it. It's kind of like a virus scan on a computer. So think about this. They put electrodes on your wrist, on your ankles, and around your head. And what this machine is doing is I call it pinging. So you're probably familiar with that term with computers. But the frequencies are being sent through the body, and it's responding back to the machine that says, hey, and I'm just going to give an example. If your liver is supposed to be a frequency of 10 and it's coming back as an 8, well, she can send that frequency and make it bring it up to a 10.
Wow.
And what happens is you walk out of there in this unbelievable, you feel like you have just had this all body, out of body experience because the whole body is awesome.
I'm on a hard break. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Melinda Bowles, fantastic information. 254-697-6633 if you got a question.
Is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chili Meat Market.
intro is Bang Your Head, Quiet Riot. That has a story all of its own, but I won't get into it. Welcome back, Matt. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My special guest host, Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group, in the studio with fantastic information. You got a question for her? You want to make a comment, add to the program, 254-697-6633. And if you can call up... I'll do that on the next break. Okay, go ahead, Melinda.
Okay, so let's get back to the biofeedback. So there was a couple of things about the biofeedback that I thought was really, really great, because there's a little machine next to it where I can take my supplements in. So we all take, you know, if we're taking supplements, we wonder if they're helping us or not. Mm-hmm. And you can take the pills that, you know, if you're taking two a day, and you can put them on her little machine, and she'll read that in comparison to your body's frequencies and tell you if it's helping you or not. So we've been able to eliminate and adjust our supplements based on what our body needs, because everybody's blood types need different things. So like O positive, I love meat. So if somebody said you're going to go on an all veggie diet, I'd die, because I like meat. I could eat meat instead of fruits and vegetables. But other blood types, same way with supplements. Supplements can complement us, or they cannot help us at all. So that was the other thing that I thought was kind of cool about the biofeedback. So the lady to call, if you want to, she's a good friend of ours, and her name is Bridget at Natural Health Center of Waco.com. I would encourage you to alternative care for those things that are ailing you, or you just don't know what's going on. She also does thermal scans. Now, why is this important to me? Well, my mother had breast cancer, and I'm afraid that I may be a candidate for breast cancer. Well, if you do any kind of research, mammograms are bad for you. I mean, they irradiate us to death. And my understanding is, I think they cause more harm than good, even though they are supposed to detect breast cancer.
Is this thermal scanning, to be in a very grunt basic mode, possibly equivalent to like a thermoscope on a rifle, where you're just seeing heat temperatures and you're able to see the different
shapes
because of heat? Okay.
Absolutely.
That can't hurt you.
No, it cannot hurt you, and you're not being irradiated. So you basically can do an all body. You can do specific to like the chest area, like which was I was focusing on. And what's really interesting is to see your thermal scan and a different perspective. Yeah. Now, she doesn't read the scan. She has to send them to a medical doctor, because she is not considered a medical doctor, but she is the thermographer.
I'm not a weather guy, but I can look in the sky and say, hey, those are thunderclouds.
Exactly. Exactly. So I had asked her on my first scan to say, okay, well, how would I know if I had breast cancer? And she said, well, let me show a comparison, keeping you know, things completely confidential, and didn't show me anything I wasn't supposed to. But she did show me an image of someone who definitely showed signs of cancer. Well, and it was just so cool, because it's not just that. I could find, I could do brain, I could do kidney, I could do the midsection here, I mean, which I have. And so that's one of our things we do once a year.
I have a serious question. It's going to sound weird, but I have a serious question. Okay, women's thing are boobs. Mm-hmm. Guys' things are the onions.
Yep.
How many stories of bad onions do you hear as compared to women's? But what is going on?
It's in the water.
Is it because the woman's boobs got the fatty, I'm just guessing here, and so it retains a lot of stuff that makes it bad?
I think it, and I will go back to, you know, birth control, everything that is man-made that we take into our bodies, I think sometimes has been created to focus on those areas.
You know, when,
to be honest with
when
you,
when we were younger, lots younger for me, at 65, girls in high school and junior high did not have boobs.
Yeah.
They did not have them.
It's horrible.
And then I'm at a basketball game. My son is playing. He's a junior in high school. We're playing at a school in Austin. It's a new school, so they didn't. Anyway, and I'm looking at all these sophomore girls, and they're all stacked. Mm-hmm. And I said, Rita Kay,
When we were in school, girls didn't have no boots. What's the dishes?
Well, no, they were stacked back in the day too, but not like they are now. It's like the girls come into
no double D's in there. I can guarantee you,
the girls come into maturity a lot sooner.
It's because they got them all on birth control.
It's hormones and I am
growth hormones in the food.
So I hear a lot of folks have thyroid cancer, and there's a couple of different tests that can be ran. But I have heard of folks getting these tests ran that say, oh, no, you don't have thyroid cancer. And then 6 months later, they're, oh, yeah, you have thyroid cancer. But they didn't run the right test. And so I'm going to kind of segue into, if you don't have health insurance, you can get biofeedback. You can get a thermal image. You can have labs drawn. You can go ask for any test you want and pay probably about 25% of what you would if you went into the doctor's office trying to get them to run the test, which you will argue with them greatly on which test to run, and it'll cost you probably 25%, and you're not trying to hit this high deductible because they inflate the cost of those labs anytime you go through the doctor's office.
They inflate everything because the insurance company doesn't cover it all.
And you can go to the chiropractor. There are some self-help things that you can do that you can kind of self-diagnose with a little research. You know, as much as we hate the Google thing, sometimes the Google thing can be beneficial, but you do have to go find some good websites that you maybe go direct to that is probably going to give you better. Like follow some doctors. I mean, the Dr. Cole, you know, Dr. Tenpenny, there's a lot of them out there. So I think self-help is what I'm focusing on today, and you know, the TENS machine, having some things in your medicine cabinet that you can do yourself before you start popping a bunch of synthetic pharmaceuticals is what I would definitely recommend. Any questions about self-help on your health side, possibly?
There are so many questions, Melinda, but you know, each person is different because me, I'm more of a structural problem.
Mm-hmm.
So my self-help is
what happens when you jump out of an airplane without a parachute?
Rollovers and trucks, fly out of cars, all that kind of stuff. Everything on the chemical side of me seems to be okay unless you're taking the wrong tests.
Right.
But on the structure aspect of it, so I was going to ask you, when you go to get this massage,
mm-hmm.
if I was to go to where I had to get a massage, because mm-hmm. I've checked around here and everybody's booked and they can't do it, mm-hmm. but by the time I get home, I'm like, I just wasted I don't know how much money because now I'm all tight again.
Well, I mean, you got to learn to stretch, too. I got to tell you, stretch is very powerful, and my chiropractor's like, did you stretch? Did you stretch? And he's always giving me some sort of I'm going to call more of a therapy type answer. He's not just a chiropractor, and that's what we love about Dr. Waller. So you have to decide what you need, but I will tell you that stretch and exercise, and I don't do as much of either of those that I should. None of us probably do, unless you're going to the gym, which you probably are. But, you know, I really think knowing if I had a big old tumor just by a thermal scan, which was non-invasive, they didn't biopsy me.
They didn't cut on me.
I mean, if I had a tumor in my kidneys, it would be so obvious in just a simple thermal scan.
Right. And you wouldn't have to be trying to convince somebody to do it,
right? Because maybe you don't have any symptoms. Maybe you go, oh, I just have a little pain, and they chalk it up to, you know, basically gas. You know, or acid reflux, or, you know, digestive problems, and all of a sudden you do a thermal scan and you see a big old mass in there. Well, I would think that would be something you'd want to know before they start cutting on you, because sometimes by the time you know, then it's too late.
Yeah.
And I would rather know as soon as possible so I can do some self-healing. And I will tell you that everything I see about ivermectin, and I'm not saying everybody needs to go out and get ivermectin, but it eradicates cancer.
I've been on it for quite a while.
So hopefully you have no cancer because you're on ivermectin.
I hope not.
So,
you know, I do want to ask you a question, though, because we only got a few minutes left here, and we can continue on if we have to. Let's go back to 1950. I always use that as the cutoff date because then all the chemicals go in the food, all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why does somebody need a supplement? If we're living natural, why does somebody need a supplement? And then the body doesn't make certain things. If there could be a defect, so you have to supplement that defect. But if there's no defects in your body and you're just, what are you just eating too much of one thing and not enough of the other? So you have to supplement it. Why not just eat what you're supposed to eat as compared to taking these supplements.
Our water and our food today is not what it was in the 50s.
Okay.
It's absolutely been restructured to be more harm than good, in my opinion.
So what you would normally do in the prior to the 50s to keep yourself healthy.
You could eat.
You can't do the same thing mm-hmm. because you have to double, triple, quadruple counter the mm-hmm. effects of the chemicals being put in the food.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So my last topic is bees, if we have time to talk
Not
about
beets,
bees.
But bees.
Bees, like the little critters that help everything pollinate, which is
what,
awesome.
Set us up, get us ready. When we yep. come back, we can finish it up.
Okay.
1 minute.
All right. So we're going to talk about how to get some bees, what not to do with bees, how to buy the supplies, and how to care for them. So we'll be talking about that when we come back from the break.
Very good. Well, keep going. You got about another 45 seconds.
Okay. Well, so let me ask you this question. I have some little tidbits about this. So do you know that there are live enzymes in honey?
Yes.
Okay, great. Did you know that if you scoop your honey with the metal spoon, then you kill those enzymes?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Is that why they use the wooden one?
That's why they use a wooden spoon. So isn't that cool? Now, the other thing is, did you know
that...
That
is so messed up. All those years of screwing up the enzyme.
Exactly. It has no value to you if you've used a spoon.
Well, what about if you're doing the Bragg's vinegar and the oil? Shelby, that oil is fantastic. And you start stirring it with a metal spoon. Does that mess you up too? Are you kidding me?
You have honey. Do not touch it with metal.
Go back to the 50s. Go back to the 1800s. Go back to the 1800s. Okay, I got to go. We'll be back in 3.
Is the place to go get your Nutrinifeed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin Portable Buildings and CNH Carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV Gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Man, you're a quick learner, so we're having a great time here in studio. Fantastic time. It's always a pleasure. I'm telling you, I'm so blessed. I'm the hub of the big wagon wheel that has fantastic seasoned oak spokes. Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group is one of those fine spokes. In the studio with me also right now is Father John Gazaldo from St. Luke, that singular, not possessive church from Temple. Father
yes, John. How are you all today? Thank you for having me. Melinda gave me quite a welcome. We've been playing footsie for the past 20 seconds. It's quite scandalous.
We have a very close-quartered studio here. And to my left here, I've got Mac Harmon from Quick Wrench Automotive. A lot of you from the other show know who Mac is. It turns into the Mac and Matt show.
We'll be
talking to Mac in the 11 o'clock hour, Father John in just a few minutes. But what I want to do is finish up with Melinda because she was talking about bees.
Okay, so of being prepared, if the only food I could have was honey, well, I would have honey because did you know that the bees saved the people in Africa from starvation? Isn't that interesting?
I know that.
How long ago was that?
I don't know, but they're back to a water problem now. Yeah. So,
but they had, how about that honey 3,000 years ago in the pyramids?
Absolutely.
Babies can't have honey.
So did you know that honey is one of the rare foods on Earth that alone can sustain human life? So if I was going to have anything in my backpack, a bug out backpack, it would definitely be honey.
Sold. You sold me.
So one spoon of honey is enough to sustain human life for 24 hours.
No. What kind of spoon? What kind
a
of
wooden spoon?
Okay.
Not a metal spoon. We just talked about that earlier.
You started
right.
it.
Did you know that honey has no expiration date?
Yes.
So a lot of times when you have a jar of honey, it starts getting kind of crusty on top. Well, so the best way to reheat that to make it more liquidified is to put it in a hot thing of water. Now, did you know if you stick it in the microwave, and this goes for anything you put in the microwave, you've just killed all the good qualities of the honey.
At least the coffee tastes good.
Yeah, well, okay.
Hey, Melinda, I was just thinking of something. I got the golden
microwave. Anything in the microwave has no nutritional value when you pull it back out.
I have the golden microphone that's spewing excellence. That you're spewing excellence. We have gold has intrinsic value.
Yep.
What's basically the color of honey?
Golden.
Gold.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It said, did you know that one of the first coins in the world had a bee symbol on them? Since you went to the coin thing, I thought I would.
Well, my hometown in New York has a beehive.
Pretty interesting. Here's one other one, and then I'll just talk about some of the supplies you need because we have new beehives. Do you know that the term honeymoon comes from the fact that newlyweds consumed honey for fertility after the wedding?
Damn.
Isn't that cool? I thought that was cute.
I thought they needed the sugar to keep them going.
There you go. Well, so we have mentors out of Lorena. And if you want to go look up raw-bees, apostrophe S, LLC, or raw-bees.com, Cheryl and Eric Robertson are awesome. So they split a hive. They brought us four hives. But what's really cool about them is that is their business. And they have some really custom boxes. So a lot of folks want to go buy a box, build a box on the weekend, paint it up a pretty color. Well, that's not good for the bees. So first of all, you never put anything on the inside of the box. The best wood to use is cypress or pine, preferably with moderate or no knots. Okay? So the inside of a honey box has nothing on it. You do not spray it with anything. You don't coat it with anything. You don't paint it with anything. The preferred is a natural oil sealer on the outside of the boxes. And Eric's design is awesome, and You know, you've got the brooder boxes, the deep boxes, the honeys or the supers, the nucleus box. So, you know, how do you get your hives? Well, you either have somebody who maybe saves one from a barn and brings it to you and relocates it, or in our case, we got hives that had been split. And pretty much once they're in place, they're making honey. We're going to get to harvest that honey here probably another month. I mean, he brought us some established hives. We have the bee suits. We have the smoker. We have...
You got it all.
We have it all. But, you know, you want to put them in direct sun and or a little bit of shade, which actually the sun helps avoid the hive beetles. So, you know, we have problems with bugs. And in Texas, they're bigger than everybody's. So, you know, you definitely want to make sure you have a healthy hive. The one thing that a lot of folks say, oh, I was attacked by the bees. Well, you know, you don't go mowing within about 4 feet around your hive.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
From a listener.
Sure.
Honey kept in stainless steel vats, does that cause a problem?
I wouldn't use stainless steel. I would use a jar.
Okay.
I would use
a jar. If you're listening, you heard that. That's a commentary. I can't prove it as a factual thing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking for some copper mugs, not stainless steel.
You
want to
make a Moscow mule, huh?
I want a Moscow mule, absolutely.
Of course you would laugh, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is that a drink?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and no, it's a copper mug.
A Moscow mule is a drink.
Absolutely, but if you would, you know, give them a call if you're looking for bees. The one thing that is so unique about them is they have signed up for mentoring. So they come and they help show us what to do with the bees. I have to laugh because I think the bugs find my husband, and they seem a lot more aggressive. I don't know if it's a smell thing, but they just kind of hang out with me. They don't seem to be in attack mode, just like the wasp. I mean, I walk into a wasp thing, and I'm not getting stung. So I'm pretty sure it has to do with my sweet, my good vibes. Absolutely. But the garden is seeing lots of honeybees.
Make sure everybody knows what you do.
Yep, I'm a financial advisor in Temple, bullsfinancialgroup.com. If you want to have some life skills and some financial skills that we can help you have a successful financial household, we're here to help. 254-899-9944. Give me a call.
Melinda, you're a treasure. She's going to be here with the rest of the show, and we've got a lot going on. But I've got Father John in here, and we pretty much schedule it out. And we're going to try to keep to the schedule as much as possible. Father John, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. I've got one massive question for you.
Massive.
What's on your mind?
Well, many things. First, I want to commend you, Matt. This is like the coolest name of a show. High Cap Adventures program. I mean, isn't that just get you going right there?
You got to explain, though, the logo. Do you understand the logo?
Well, you got the bullet, the 55-millimeter bullet up there.
Not that big, but the word high, the letter H, and then high, it's a curved 30-round mag.
Okay.
And the dot is a shell case or a cartridge.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, there you are.
The cap is capacity.
So let me say something to you, Melinda. Have you ever tried honey on mashed potatoes? They're fantastic.
I have put them on sweet potatoes, and I put them on my carrots, and I put honey in my tea. I sweeten my tea.
See, I gave you
honey.
Another thing for your
Absolutely.
Repertoire. You can
do honey.
Honey goes good with everything.
Yeah, honey
Let's
goes
be honest.
Good with everything.
So, yes, it's good. And it's good. And, you know,
it goes with everything.
Yeah.
People. So, yeah.
Couples on their honeymoon.
It's a family show.
It's on their honeymoon.
Show. Whoa, where?
This hole has been said 19 times today, but I can't say you can eat honey off someone's finger.
Oh, that's
again, scandalous. Well, she's talking about it.
We have the father in the house in this.
Well, she's talking about using honey on people's wedding nights. I mean, I can, you know.
It's honey a sticky topic here.
Yeah, I tell you.
I'll be honest.
This is becoming R-rated.
Look, that's the buzzword, okay?
This is getting sticky.
Why would the weekend show?
This is becoming PG-13.
That's right. I'm getting high as you sent me this conversation.
Oh, my.
So,
same as Father John.
Well, no, it's going to get worse.
Oh, Lord.
See, you asked me what's on my mind. So I'm about to, because I've been listening to you talking about you're going to be spent all afternoon putting pickles and
I'm gonna do pickles.
God bless you.
Doing tomato sauce. I mean, yeah, gonna be doing The kitchen. The kitchen's got my attention this afternoon.
So we're going to make a paradigm shift here. And I need y'all's help with something. I have questions. I don't understand, really, the political left. I really don't. Now, there's some... So maybe you can help me, because I understand, like, in the media, a few years ago, that movie Unplanned came out, and that was a direct assault against the anti-life movement. And we understand why they didn't like it. I understand why they didn't like Nefarious, because that was a direct assault on the left. But I went to go see the movie Sound of Freedom. Have you seen this?
Yes.
They don't like it. And I don't get it. There's nothing in that movie that's political. Nothing. And you would think we would be able to agree that you shouldn't sexualize children.
I know where you're going. I totally agree.
I went and watched. I was looking for... Because I had heard that they didn't like it. And Rolling Stone, Wall Street Journal.
Let me help you out here. There's this person in the Bible. He's called Satan.
Yeah.
There you go.
Found the whole page. Right there.
Well, And I was watching, looking for it, and these weren't, I mean, there was a direct attack on really rich, white, disgusting perverts who pay a lot of money to go to these islands, and I guess that's what Epstein was doing. Epstein? But they have these other islands out there.
Epstein's is not the only island.
But, I mean, it was an attack on the very people that we can agree. I mean, I remember watching that scene... Where
Biden was nibbling on the child?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, there's a scene in there where Jim Caviezel's character, the police officer, was fighting that awful person who's about to rape this little child, and you're thinking, take him out, put him down.
You know, Father John, we're going to a heartbreak. I got a break.
Okay.
Interesting conversation right there.
That'll leave you in suspense.
Okay.
I know where you're going, and I get outraged too because. When I see those girls, I'm like, I'm going to go to jail for what I'm about to do. Because these people that harm them, I just want to take them off the planet.
And these are not 14, 15-year-old girls.
We'll be back.
All right.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm.
Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the second hour, final segment. Father John. Hey, let's play it.
That worked.
Should have been.
You know, doctor
place.
Is just a it's Latin term. John. Means teacher. That's all it means. It means teacher.
He identifies as a doctor, Father John.
What's that song? What's that song?
I saw. You can I'm call right my preferred pronoun is John. Your Majesty or the finest man alive.
Whoa.
That's just who I am.
How do you argue with that?
That's just who I am.
That's just who I am.
Show me. Bobblehead time.
What is that?
Bobblehead time.
Oh my gosh. I gotta get one of those.
Father John, talk to us.
So continue with my because I thought I guess I was naive too. Because you see on TV where they do a lot of human trafficking. They show, you know, from China and from these. But you find out real quick watching these movies that the real money is not in 12, 13, or 14-year-old girls. You got 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. And the worst part about that movie was when they brought those. They used a pretty woman, an attractive woman. That she's like a real woman to recruit from families.
It really is, because all the stories kind of are the same.
Well, wait a minute. Here's another interesting fact, too. At the end of the movie, they show the real people.
Yeah, they're actual real people.
I'm
showing you thinking, this must be... No, this actually happened. Can you imagine? These people are going to go to hell, and the devil will be embarrassed by them.
And I salute that agent.
You're like, that's one of them. It's them. We have a special place for them.
Yes.
But I remember thinking that when he's in the fight with that terrible scorpion who's about to rape that 6-year-old girl, you're thinking to your head, kill him, somebody put him down, but you're like, because that guy's worse than worst. But I was watching the whole thing, and then I come out, and I think I'm going to see all these raving reviews, and there's this, what is wrong with, and it's like, it was trying to be hidden, Disney sat on it, and it's the very people that the left always hates, rich, weird, white guys, who have lots of money. But no, it's getting too close to them too. Because I think what they want is they want to sexualize children. That was the worst scene when that little girl, they're taking pictures and they said, "Honey, go ahead, put your hair down." And they start putting lipstick on her, little eye shadow. It's like, what is she doing? She goes from looking 8 to 18. And it's another woman that's doing that to her.
Yeah, that's how the stories are all collaborating.
And so you think, you go down to these South American countries, and I've heard about this from priests that are down there, that what happens is you get these drug dealers, you know, that says this, you can tell a cocaine once, but a child you can turn tricks several times a day. And they go to these families who have nothing. Hey, we'll give you $10,000 for your daughter.
Yeah.
Take her to America and she'll make it. $10,000 will change their life. Oh, I mean, yeah. Change...
And the false hope, the false promises.
And change their life. Then the next thing you know, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. And it's the youngest among... It's like the Jews of old, well, the Israelites, when they were sacrificing their children to Moloch. That particular cult is back again. That they took the smallest and most vulnerable among us and sacrificed them. Adults. What were you going to...
I think the JonBenet Ramsey story, what was that in the
90s,
80s?
Yeah.
JonBenet?
That was 90s.
Right. I think that was in our face, that was probably one of the beginnings of some of this trafficking, and something happened to that young lady, and it wasn't good.
Okay, we got a caller. They got disconnected. Just put them hot. Caller, welcome to the program. I'm taking this mic.
Yay, Matt.
Hey, buddy, what's going on? Why don't you tell me what you're telling me? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was listening to American Family Radio the other day, and they were talking about that movie. And while woke Disney didn't want to put it out, you know, that the movie has made over $100 million, and it actually topped that, what's it called, Indiana Jones movie on the first weekend.
It even beat Dead Reckoning.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, they can say what they want to. You know, it's not a movie that you're going to stand up and clap at the end of. But I think everybody should see it.
You know, Mike, I was talking to you about something before. I've talked to other people about this before. Look at this. You are listening to the lamestream media, and you're getting one impression. Let's use other factors to determine what the truth is. The truth is, Biden has nobody at his rallies. Trump has thousands upon thousands. You have woke movies that go broke. You have this type of movie that surpasses them and blows people's expectations away. There's all these different factors to show that truly America is America. It's got a heart of passion and patriotism. However, we're listening to the wrong sources of information. If we were to get rid of the toxic media and listen to the truth and do our homework and figure it out, God bless America. We need to take these people, air quote, out of their positions of power. I've paused. Go ahead.
Exactly. You're right.
Mark that down.
I just had one more question.
Go ahead.
I just had one more question. Does Melinda sell honey?
Not yet, but it's coming, Mike.
Not yet.
Hey, Andy, what's up? Yeah. No, the reason I was asking was because I eat honey every day just by itself, and I'm almost out, and I was just curious because I don't like to get it from the store. I like to get it from people that actually have the beehives, and that's why I asked.
Not yet. We haven't harvested our first take yet, but I think we're going to have an abundance. So I may. I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
Make sure you use a wooden spoon. Well, no, you know what I did? I got this. It's a bottle. I just squeezed it in my mouth because I had heard that before.
Oh. Yeah. TMI, Mike. TMI.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I gotta go, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks a lot, Father John.
Thank
take it,
Mike.
Mike is a great guy.
So maybe y'all can help me because I was reading I was watching CNN. Is that a real news station?
No.
CNN.
It's the Clinton News Network.
That's right. They push what they want to push.
They kept on bringing up this QAnon. I wrote it down. It's the QAnon conspiracy theories. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that has to do with. Do y'all know what that? I don't know what has to do with it.
So I am aware of it, but I do not promote it.
So, so this happened again just a couple days ago. So you probably heard. I don't know if you talked about this. Jason Aldean, his video. Have you seen that? So I saw all this in Austin. You know, people saying that it's a racist. Have you seen this video?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's great.
But there's
it's
a great backstory too, I believe, where the original artist was a colored lady that produced it, and it didn't take off or sell very many songs. Now that he's done it, of course, but it's doing.
Jason was on stage at Las Vegas when they had the mass killing.
That's not Jason Aldean that redid the. That's Cody Jinks.
I don't know. All I know is it got pulled from country music television.
Right.
And I just found out that country music television is owned by MTV.
Yeah.
Moronic television. Yeah. Remember we used to watch that? They had music.
They actually had
it was
good.
They had music on them.
I didn't know it was still around.
So, you know, now it's got 10 million views. But I watched it and I was looking, you know, because it's racist or wants lynching. It is a fantastic video and it's kind of a catchy song. I'm not the biggest country music fan, but it's a great song, and you wonder who says these things and how much power do they have that they can take a whole network and say, even though that video will make them money. It's not. I used to think, you know, the left, it's all about the money. You find out real quick it is not. Like Disney, they're going to keep making movies that are stupid.
Well, John, the money is used for other purposes to move the agenda.
There must be getting money from somewhere. And they're getting money from somewhere to make these woke movies that nobody's watching. Nobody goes and watches. They just remade, you know, In the Sea. What's her name?
The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. It is so dumb.
Even black people will come on TV and tell you, we don't want the already made characters. We would like new characters to be established. They don't want to listen.
Have you seen, they remade Snow White.
Look at Black
Panther. She's no longer, it's a German, Norwegian movie, you know, story. These are white people. That's why they call it Snow White. but you've seen they have these characters now. They just ruined the whole thing and they're going to lose money. Go ahead.
Black Panther is a perfect example. I mean, you get that image, and it was like a super, I thought it was an awesome movie. I don't know if there's any agenda. There's any agenda behind it, but the point is, that's that character, and that character is awesome. Create your own. Don't steal from something else.
Because
it's like,
don't change the Black Panther character to Tom Hanks and expect that.
Yeah, throw four stomp
like,
in that.
Yo, S.A., could you imagine? What's going on, S.A.? You came into this.
Orale, can you imagine?
They do have a new superhero coming out. He's Hispanic. And he's kind of like Thor.
Okay, well,
so
fine.
So his fix and drop. You
can
know,
you
so
imagine Tom Hanks playing Zorro? Can you imagine him playing Zorro? Olale, como estas? Let's get some fajitas and tortillas. I mean,
this is getting bad.
But they think they're doing something good, and they're just... But all this movie says to me is they hate children. They say they care about children. Because the more you make children into things, they have to justify their Moloch religion of, you know, killing children in the womb. Yep. It all goes back to that.
This would be a great morning show, just saying. Father John, I got to go to a heartbreak.
Moving into
I got Father John in the studio. Matt Harmon, Quick Ranch Automotive, Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group, Judge Andy. Andy Isaac.
I can't top this stuff.
We're going to be back in 3 minutes.
I'm talking nuts and bolts.
Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now. 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, where qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DA. CLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home, He sings "I'm Going Home," where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, hour number three. If you heard the bumper music, I love this music because it's just so, the woman has got a voice from God. It's incredible.
You should tell that to my kids and my wife when I play it at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday when I'm cooking breakfast. And I turn and I'm like, Alexa, play it. And I'm like, volume, let's go 8.
You know, Melinda, you made a comment about the certain beats. Mm-hmm. You make it shuts certain people down or it picks people certain up. But it's a scientific fact that a certain rhythm gets you to do stuff as other ones put you to sleep, okay? But anyway, the number here is 254-697-6633. I've got Father John from St. Luke's Catholic Church.
Oh, man,
what did I say?
Luke's! You did it!
Lucas.
All right, let's try this again. I've got Father John from St. Luke, singular, not possessive, Church in Temple. And he's doing a fantastic job. He always does a great job. Father John, I always enjoy having a conversation with you.
Thank you.
You know why? Because, one, you put up with me.
Yeah, well, that's tough.
And two, I can ask you a straight question, and you look at me and go, okay, here's your straight answer.
I can do my best.
Buddy, it's good to see you. I got a good friend and his wife. Hey, how's it going? In the studio. I got so much going on here.
There's
anyway,
a lot
Father
here.
John, take it away.
I just got one more thing, and I was going to talk about is because, you know, this weekend's reading, it's in both Luke and Matthew, how Jesus tells a parable of the weeds. He allows the weeds and the wheat to grow together, you know, and the angel asks, hey, let's just go pull out all the weeds. And God goes, no, let's let them grow. We'll get them at the end. And let's just see what happens. Let the weeds grow among the wheat. And, you know, I'm thinking, first we have to pray that we're not a weed. But we're surrounded by weeds, and that we have one of two choices. We can ignore them, we can engage them, and that's really because if we ignore them, they get more pernicious. But these are actual people. I mean, these are people who are this close. We're talking about, you know, people who deal in human trafficking. These are people who already have one foot in hell. You know, you were mentioning before there was that one guy in the movie. I can't remember his name. They called him Batman. Mm-hmm. You know, he was one of those guys, and he had a conversion experience. Now, in the movie, he does struggle with alcohol and, yeah, okay, and other food, and you could tell this guy's had a rough life. But he hit rock bottom. I mean, he was about to take his own life. Now, he was working to save these children. He was a weed. Right. You can't do it all the time, but every once in a while, the worst weeds become the most powerful weapon that the Lord has, that we have for good. He was saving children now. So that, you know, that sort of attacks that mystery. Why does God allow there to be evil? So that St. Thomas says that greater goods may come from it. But it also, we who call ourselves followers of Christ, he looks at us and says, well, let's see what happens. Let's see what they do when they're surrounded by evil. There's a song that was in the 70s that the church used to sing. It's kind of corny, but it had this line in it. It says, when you stand before the power of hell and death is at your side, I'm with you through it all. He doesn't say, well, I'll take you out of it. I'm gonna stay there, and you know,
We were talking about the break.
Isn't that Lazarus, the gap between Lazarus and...
Well, that's when it's too late. that's when it's too late. Can you send? No. It's too late. There's a chasm between us and you ain't getting across either.
The truth is that darkness runs from the light. Mm. You know, the more light we put on stuff, the farther we're going to get.
And yeah, even rats, when you show a light, shine a light on a rat, it runs off.
Right.
That's what the evil one wants. It wants to keep everything in the dark. Everything you were mentioning too. There's things out there that we don't know about that are in the dark, and people are afraid to shine a light on it because it's really ugly. Mm-hmm. I mean, this movie showed there's ugly things out there that you can't even imagine.
That's why I always use the dim light when I wake up in the morning.
There you are. I bet your wife appreciates that too. So
she thinks you're running away from the light at that point. Light comes on there,
No respect, man. I get no respect around here.
So that's all I have. You could. I know you have some stuff you wanted to get to, but if you have any comment on that.
I have no doubts, Father John, that you will interject at a moment's notice.
Well, they call me Father Church Mouse because I'm just like a little church mouse, very shy. That's why
Father John, first of all, tell us... when people can go see you, mass and all that kind of stuff, where are you at?
Oh, sure. I'm at St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple on Oakdale Drive, across the street from the Exxon station. You can reach us at slparish.com. We do have a Facebook page.
Now, I got to make a clarification on that. When you say across the street from the Exxon station, there's another church directly across from you.
Yes, where's
the Exxon station at?
57.
There is. It's called, there's Meadow Oaks Baptist Church. Across the other way. But we're on... See, that's the confusion. We're on 57th and Oakdale, but it has the street has another name, too. And
look, there's two churches within proximity of each other. If you want to see Father John, it's St. Luke's Church.
St. Luke Catholic Church. We're on Facebook.
You're going to need a big sign. Big sign.
We're going to need a really big sign.
We're across from Harbor Freight. Everybody knows where Harbor Freight
is. That's where I was thinking you were.
Yeah, there's a Harbor Freight there.
Leave it to a woman to clarify it.
God help us. And we have Mass every day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have it at 8:30 in the morning. On Tuesday, Thursday, it's at 5:30. Today, I'm very busy. I have a wedding at 2. These two people want to get married. Can you believe it? Confessions at 4.
Chains can be bought at...
See, in my church, we have sections. We have sections for sinners. And then we have sections for mortal sinners. And then we have a section for the reprobate. So all of you have a place at my church. And so my church says all are welcome. So we have...
All
are welcome. And on Sundays we have... Saturdays we have confessions at 4, Mass at 5. And then on Sundays, Mass at 8, 11, and 5. So I stay pretty busy. So you're all invited. If I can make a little plug, on September 24th, we're having an event at our church. Jason Everett from the Chastity Project is coming and giving a talk on marriage and gender and sexuality and all of that. It's going to be a great evening. It's a ticketed event. We don't make any money, but we're having that's the evening of September 24th from 6 to 9. So.
Very good.
And I think we're going to have hot dogs as well.
Sold.
And honey.
I'm in on hot dogs and honey.
Honey on a hot dog.
Honey on french fries is fantastic.
Honey on a hot dog that's full of chemicals on bread that's enriched flour.
It's dyed.
Okay.
Battered.
Father John, it's always a pleasure. John's in studio to the end of the program. So if you got a question, 254-697-6633. Mac Harmon, Quick Wrench Automotive. It has now become the Matt and Mac Show.
That's it.
Mac, you and I have been together for how long now? Over 10, 12 years?
On the talk show.
No, doing...
I'm just clarifying. We're together on the talk show.
We are together, but we're not together.
We're new
like
times
that.
Here.
Just talking about hot dogs and honey, and then they talk about getting together.
Both our ears puckered up at the same time when you said hot dogs and honey.
First of all, when it comes to vehicles, you've been taking care of my vehicles for about 12 years now.
Long time.
More than that, I think. Close to...
I don't know.
Whatever.
I got gray hair. You got gray hair.
And I've been doing this show for 8 years, and you've been with me for about, on the first time I was here.
This is getting back to the roots.
The roots.
I'm just saying, this is to the roots. Like, you invited me down, talk on the show, and I brought my wife,
and we drove all the way through BFE, and then we kept going, and then we found another town, and then you said go a little further. So we come here, and then I was like, wow.
If you want to see that interview, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the YouTube channel, scroll down about 4 years probably.
Probably. Our hair was darker. We had more color. I think I was heavier. And by the way, we got to talk about that. You posted a picture of me on Facebook.
I thought you would have liked that.
It's your only photo, I guess, of me, you know? And I was like, geez, that was so like 50 pounds heavier going drinks on the beach and stuff, man. I started working out.
Living the high life, dude.
And I showed my wife last night. And she's like, oh, that's really, look at all them. Whoa. And I was like, what do you mean, whoa? She's like, I mean, yours looks really natural.
There's more to love, man. There's more to love.
I guess.
Matt,
so.
We're going to a break in a few minutes. Why don't you give us an idea? First of all, who the heck are you? Where do you come from? What do you do? I know why you're here, because I asked you to come on the show.
Yeah.
Matt would be on my daily show, the other show that I did, the five-day-a-week show. He'd be on there every Monday, and we'd be talking, and we'd have a great time. He'd talk about the... I think what you mostly did was picked what you were seeing the major problem was of that week.
Which right? I got some really cool things to talk about there. But anyways, on Automotive Shop in Temple, Texas, it's Quick Wrench Automotive. We've been, I think we're going on our 14th year now. So we're
then I know you about 13 years.
Yeah, probably so. Right when we got the other one going. So we take up a whole block, which is a good thing. So a lot of people drive past and say, where you at? And I'm like, we're right here. Like, you're right there at us. So anyways, we're across from Perry Office Supply.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody that's old timer calls it the old Coca-Cola building, like the repair facility or storage or whatever. So we've been there for quite a while now at the new location, going on a little over four and a half years. So it's doing good. We do all makes, all models. We do not do motorcycles. That's a big thing. Small engine repair stuff and motorcycles. A lot of people are starting to come in because we do a lot of work. So they're like trying to get that. But anyways, family owned. Mostly, you know, I try to be there. We have great staff run it. You'll find Christina. She's been with me for quite a while now. So she does good.
It's like Shelby here. Christina really runs the show.
Yeah, I just signed the paycheck. I don't even sign the checks anymore, man. She signed the checks.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. Mac Harmon, Quick Wrench Automotive.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. If you've been paying attention to this show this morning, you know I put a comment out there about instrumental intros to music. Give me one that you like. Tell me what it's all about. I told you what mine were. Actually, to be honest with you, all my incoming music for the breaks
White Wedding.
That's right.
It's a great song.
What it does, it just gets my pulse going and gets me motivated to do the show. You get some other ones that are slow and quiet, and I want to go to sleep. But on a show like this, we can't do that. But right now, I have Mac Harmon from Quick Wrench Automotive.
Yeah.
It's the Mac and Matt show.
It is the Mac and Matt show.
Mac, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Father John is in the studio. Melinda Bowles is in the studio. Judge Andy Isaacs in studio, my board operator who keeps me into control and check. Shelby Myers in here, a couple of good friends in the program, in the studio here as well. And Mac, talk to me.
You know, so some reports out there. I like to talk about kind of automotive stuff in general. So electric cars, you know me on my stance on electric cars.
I saw the receipt on one, yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. So there's certain. So we do a lot of government work as well. So we have a lot of big corporate accounts, fleet accounts, small accounts. So just to let y'all know, we do all makes, all models. But just because you're the little guy, you're going to get top-notch service, you know, for a fair price is what I like to call it. So anyways, electric cars, they're starting to push these like crazy, right? So
a lot of people push them when they run out of.
That's juice. Right. You can't even push these things because they weigh so much. That's the thing is, people don't get it.
Put the fire out.
We don't even want to talk about the fire side of things.
We're never going to get to your topic.
I just electrified
the situation. Anyways, so electric cars, all these manufacturers are jumping out there now. And so they try to keep a tally count in the United States of like a 30-day inventory count. So they're now bumping the inventory count of 71 days. They're bumping the inventory count of 100 days, which means is they could keep selling vehicles without them coming in and still have enough vehicles to fulfill orders that are being taken.
Because nobody's buying them?
That's right. So
I'm not buying one.
Who would have thought that'd be a problem? So they're just pushing all these cars out there. They're producing them. And has anybody ever had a battery go bad just because they never used the battery?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Does that actually have problems like that? I've never seen that. You know, batteries never go bad.
I have battery problems when I'm using it.
I know, right? I mean, batteries should last forever. But so now they're having all these cars pile up at dealerships, and they're forcing on the dealerships. So they're not giving incentives anymore for the electric cars because they pushed it out there and not really many people took advantage of them. So now you're fixing to see this huge problem in the automotive world. So you have all these electric cars sitting there. People aren't buying them. So you're fixing to see what's going to happen. They're going to sit there and they're going to rot. They're going to, the batteries are going to go down, and then they're going to probably try to move these cars, if I had to guess, because doesn't anybody want a car sitting there on the dealership lot, you know, for a long period of time. So you're fixing, and the biggest thing with electric cars, this is what sparks the conversation. We had a whole fleet of electric cars come to our shop the other day for the government. I guess it's the Fort Kavaska. Is that how you say it now instead of Fort Hood? They changed
Fort Kavassos.
It's still Fort Hood.
It's Fort Hood. They changed the name. It's Kavassos.
Yeah, maybe. It's still Fort Hood in my computer and stuff. Yeah. But anyways, we had five dropped off. Of those five, three did not work. And guess what? They had to go right back to the dealer. So we even plugged them in, tried to get them to charge, wouldn't charge. So they had to go right back to the dealer. Then the dealer was causing a pretty big problem with me, saying that, sorry, they're not covered because they sat on the lot too long. Top deal, giving us a big runaround type deal. So I'm like, whoa, this is going to be interesting. So this is what you're fixing to run into with all these electric cars sitting out there.
Let me ask you some questions. One. Green, going green. It's a good concept idea. If it worked, sure. What's wrong with change if it works? But when you look at green and what it takes to produce what we've got today, the problems that exist today, the things that you have to do to hazmat it today, we're not ready.
We're nowhere even close. You know, our biggest thing is our water lines are falling apart underneath the houses and supplying water. Well, once you throw all these electric cars in the electric grid to pull power at the same time, which we're already failing when it gets cold, how's that even going to happen? You know, they need to run new lines, new everything to all new houses, new grids everywhere. And then here's the big thing I think that the government, we're talking about the movie and stuff in the theaters, why they don't want to show it. If everybody has an electric car and somebody wants to flip the switch off, who goes anywhere? Nobody.
Nobody. But people aren't thinking that because they got the heads up their phones.
Yeah.
What is the motivation for us, private citizen, to want to buy an electric car besides the, hey, I'm going green?
There's no motivation. I can't think. Owning an electric car, and I've tried to weigh this out just on my normal routine, I can't find not one benefit.
Exactly.
Owning an electric car, at other than it's saying, I own an electric car, is the only benefit to get me from A to B, charging, using power. They weigh more. They cost more across the whole spectrum.
Look,
they
if you're Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said we're all going to die here.
Look, if you're
occasional cortex.
Who can oppose clean water, clean air? You know, just doing anything you can to be the same way you are, but do it in a cleaner manner. Who would oppose that? Nobody.
Nobody
unless you try to cram it down our throats and it, one, doesn't work, and two, causes major problems. We are not there yet.
And I don't think we ever will be there because of the higher people in power up top running things. Because if you turned off, it's across the board on everything. You turn off oil, you cause the world to collapse. You turn off medicine, change medicine, you cause it to collapse. You change water.
Didn't you see those people just stop oil in England? Or they're stopping all the traffic. Have you seen all that?
Yes. The flow of?
No. Where do you think we'd be if Nikolai... Where do you think we'd be right now if Nikola Tesla was in charge?
That's a good one. Well, he had the patent, supposedly, which you can't find much stuff of.
That's why they took him out.
Free power.
That's right.
And he could do it without power lines.
Right.
And he suspected that the pyramids, unfortunately, I know sci-fi theory.
No, I believe deal, it. I believe
said
it.
that's what that was set up for, was to conduct electricity through the pyramid top caps.
Yep.
So, and his design reflects that to a T. Yep. I mean, to a T. And he said, without even knowing about pyramids back then, he said, if I was to do something, it had to be a peak so tall, there would be a peak, you know, over the whole world. And that's how it would send power through the whole deal. Well, then we started to, technology come around, we start finding pyramids everywhere around the entire, and they can't really figure out what they're built for still today.
Oh, they're entomb the corpses of pharaohs, of course.
Who were wrapped in honey to preserve.
Yeah, wrapped, drizzled. We're gonna say drizzled in honey.
To preserve
they were drizzled with a wooden spoon of honey. So, I don't know. But anyways, you know, electric vehicles, I like to talk about that. It's just, it's a scam, in my opinion. And then safety-wise, I don't run into it often, but a battery getting too hot or exploding under a hood, well, that's just a little bitty 12-volt. Well, you're sticking that little bitty 12-volt times 15, 20, 30 under your seat, under your kids, under the back seat. I mean,
how about the price tag? Remember the receipt? Tell me, wave me off. I'm not supposed to go here. Chevy Volt?
Oh, yeah, it's Chevy Volt.
Battery replacement, the car cost 30-something thousand. The battery replacement was 26 or 28,000.
Yeah, at the dealer. Yeah.
We
did even the hybrid Prius, the hybrid cars, we do a couple batteries here or there. Every once in a blue moon, because people don't know we do them. We can get them. But you're still a $5,000-$6,000 price tag. You know, and guess what? When you open up your electric, your owner's manual that nobody looks at anymore, down there at the end, it says, hey, at 150K miles or 5 years, your battery needs to be replaced.
Oh,
they don't tell you that when you're buying it. You know, it's one of them hidden things.
Mac, look, we're a little short on time. What I'd like to do in this next 2.5 minutes, who are you? Where are you at? Yep. What do you have to offer? Any specials? So on and so forth.
So, big thing that we run, our maintenance special is oil changes. This is a good one. So, we do 5 quarts of semi-synthetic, new oil filter, free washer foot. Don't interrupt yet. Free washer foot, light detail, vacuum the floor, clean the windows, 23-point check for the big whopping dollars of $19.99.
No way!
$19.99 plus tax. Everybody,
I can't buy the oil from Walmart that cheap, and then I got to get rid of it.
I know. It's a hard cost. I mean, who's got $20 these days, you know, to get an oil change? So, but anyways, we do oil changes. So, we also do alignments. We shoot for like 30 minutes. Call for an appointment, though. Everything, we try to do appointments because we do stay really busy. Alignments, we do them for $59.95.
That's a tire, right?
Yeah, right. For all four, though. That's all four
tires for $60.
Goodyear is at, I believe, $179. Firestone's at $169.
Get the boot out of here.
The dealerships, I don't even want to go there. My numbers don't go that high. So we're $59.95 for alignments.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. I've known this guy for a long time. He's a straight shooter. He's not messing with you. There's no tricks, no gimmicks, no special catches. It is what it is. And if he makes a mistake, he owns up to it, corrects it, fixes it, blah, blah, blah.
Who's on? And then here's a big thing we just started implementing this year. If you have a fleet company out there, we give a, what is it, 10%? 10% straight off the top, no cap. So whatever the bill is, we just put 10% off of it. So I had a bill the other day. We ended up taking, I think it was $450 off the top. It's a pretty big repair, but still $450 just right off the top just for having a fleet vehicle. So with us. So once you build a fleet customer relationship, we try to keep it going. So, but anyways, Quick Wrench Automotive, give us a buzz, you know. Look us up online, quickwrenchautomotive.com. You can schedule your own appointment online. We make it pretty easily. We also do upfront cost analysis, you know, just send you quotes and stuff.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. We're going to do our true stories of self-defense coming up. El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24-7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I am in the presence of greatness. I'm honored. I'm privileged. I'm got the wagon wheel. I'm the hub, and I've got all these well-seasoned oak spokes. We're going to be doing our true stories of self-defense. We're going to read them. We're going to read them cold, and we're going to make our commentary based on the read.
First of all, did you say we got to read?
Yes.
Nobody out, told You're me out. About this stuff.
Wait, here, we'll tell you
I can
One,
talk.
Two, three, four.
Give me
five,
a number. Give me a number.
Six. So
I can
five.
Work with it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 starts with a W.
Did you give me the longest one?
Don't
Jesus, I'm not little Johnny up front.
You see what I got to put up with, ladies and gentlemen? See what I got to put up with? Okay.
Oh,
story
man.
Number one. This is from September 2011. September 2011, armed citizen, American rifleman. Story number one. NRA County superstar Craig Morgan was whitetail hunting when he received a terrifying phone call. His daughter's home was invaded, but luckily Morgan had taught her well. Quote, my daughter was smart enough to go into her bedroom and lock herself in, and she had a pistol, so she was waiting if he came through. Okay, Morgan explained. Rather than face the armed citizen, the suspect fled the home. Quote, I'm grateful that we live... Whatever. Okay. So everything was okay. Semi break. Look.
No one got shot. That's good, eh?
Look, if you're in my freaking house, I'm not retreating to my bedroom. I'm sorry. It's my freaking house.
Yeah.
I'm going to confront that which has entered my premise. And if you're not there with justification, you've got a challenge.
I would definitely invite them in. So it's a welcoming scenario. So I can close the door nicely. And then we're trapped in the same room.
All right, it's my turn, so you know somebody's going to die.
Wow.
Already on edge following a burglary that occurred just days prior, Omar Medina was awakened by loud noises coming from somewhere inside his home. He quickly retrieved his handgun and stepped out into the hallway. An intruder was in his living room. Medina fired 3 shots. Boom, boom, boom. The intruder grunted loudly. Ugh! Ran out of the door, collapsed, and died. Police said that the man had an extensive criminal record and was suspected in Ugler burglaries.
Funky Cole Medina.
John, you've known me long enough.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can answer this question.
Yeah?
What was the great thing he did?
He went back and got his gun before investigating.
Very good.
Very good.
Am I next? Yes.
Yes.
I'm next. Okay. Okay.
Peggy Mountain returned home unaware that a man and a woman were in the act of burglarizing the residence. As she entered a bedroom, she discovered the male intruder, who possessed a gun illegally. Now, how do you know
how do you know it's illegal?
Okay. He threatened to shoot her. Fortunately, Mountain has a concealed carry permit and had holstered a handgun earlier that day. She drew the gun and fired three shots. Boom, boom, boom. Striking the burglar. He ran from the home, and his accomplice sped them away in a stolen truck. How do you know it was stolen? Okay, police caught up with the burglars and took them into custody.
So, illegal gun and stolen truck.
I find this...
Is this CNN?
I find this very interesting. This is a serious commentary by me. The intruder comes in and has the gun. The homeowner retrieves the firearm or draws it from concealment. The gun is already out by the bad person. Isn't that interesting? It's either they're really stupid or really stupid and untrained. So the better you are trained, the more time you save and the quicker your response time will be. Okay?
I agree.
Father John, go ahead.
How's this for a bold criminal act? Question mark. A thief who burglarized a residence and stole the homeowner's Lexus returned in the stolen ride intent on further burglary. He broke into the home, perhaps knowing the owners were out of town. What he surely didn't know was that their son was house-sitting and armed with a shotgun.
Nice.
When the son heard the suspect enter the home, he took up his shotgun and confronted him. The intruder cursed, how rude, the intruder cursed and reached toward his back as if he were to draw a weapon. The son shot the intruder three times, boom, boom, boom.
You picked the wrong shoulder, Shelby.
Neighbors say the area, home to many military retirees, has been hit hard by burglars, and residents have armed themselves in response.
Father John, if they didn't have a semi-auto shotgun, this was a deliberate, why, boom, are you, boom, in my freaking, boom, house.
I agree with you on that. That's intense.
So, why would burglars go to a place with a lot of military retirees? Anyway, I don't feel scared. Go back. Have been hit hard by burglars and residents have armed themselves in response. I don't, quote, I don't feel scared. I feel violated, said neighbor Mary Graham. I have a gun.
You know, that's very interesting you said that. The story says that. My shop was broken into a long time ago. I wasn't upset that it was broken into. I was upset like, hey, you slimed me, okay? And being ex-military, being a bullet catcher, you know, bravo, you know what I'm talking about out there. You sleep with one eye open. And whenever that happened, I'm just like, what? Every twig that snaps, I'm just like, they finally caught them. But, okay, I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Well, who's next?
When a homeowner's dog began barking in a bizarre fashion, he grabbed a handgun to investigate while his wife called the police. The victim of two burglaries in recent weeks, the homeowner cautiously approached his detached garage. He confronted two prowlers lurking inside, drew his handgun, and told them not to move. Initially, it appeared the suspects would wait for police, but then suddenly the desperate men charged. The homeowner made quick work of the criminals, opening fire and connecting with each shot. One suspect fell dead. The other lay wounded. The homeowner grabbed a medical kit and provided assistance to the wounded man until police arrived.
I would have stepped on and said, does this hurt?
Police ain't coming. You're here for life.
You still alive? Hold on.
Hey, Judge, what would happen if you shot somebody and you go, I need to find my phone to call 911. I can't find my phone. Gee, there's delay. 30 minutes have gone by. You know, I still haven't found my phone. Would that be a problem?
Listen, if not he dies, any. It's not a problem.
Make sure he's in the house, not on the lawn.
That's it. Matt, go ahead.
And get rid of the blood drag marks. Okay. So y'all definitely gave me the longest one. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. A 911 dispatcher received a call at 4:34 a.m. that someone was trying to break into a four-year-old girl's bedroom.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Dun-dun-dun. The female caller remained on the line, but before police could arrive, the suspect threw a concrete block through the glass portion of the back door. Fortunately, the caller's husband had a plan B. one that did not involve waiting for the police to arrive. Hence, takes a little while. He quickly retrieved his .22 caliber revolver and fired three shots.
Boom, boom,
bang,
boom.
Bang, bang. Through the broken glass window. Oh, that would have been a pow, pow, pow.
Okay, sorry.
.22 caliber. 22. Three shots through the broken glass window. Moments later, the brazen suspect returned and stuck his hand through the window. The husband fired two more shots. Pew, pew. This time, striking the suspect in the head and abdomen. When police arrived, the suspect was sitting on the back porch covered in blood.
Wait a minute.
What did I miss?
At press time, he was listed in critical condition at the hospital.
Look, I wouldn't want to be shot with a pellet rifle, okay? But the bigger caliber we get enhances the stoppability, okay? If all you have is a .22, that's fine. Shot placement's important.
Hey, watch the movie last night, since you're talking about how you're shot. The Plane with Gerard Butler. One of the guys has a 50 cal sniper rifle. And, buddy, when he pulls the trigger, my wife's response was he shot through a car, metal doors and everything. Yep. And the guy on the other side flies back 6 foot, hits the other car and slams it. She's like, whoa, what is that? I was like, that's awesome. That's 50 cal.
You don't need a 50 cal to do that, though. I want people to get over this impression that a car can stop it. Even through the engine block, 50 cal could probably go through an engine block.
Oh, he did. He took out an engine block, okay, too.
So what I'm saying is 760. I've got videos, DVDs to show my students that says, look, you hide behind that door of your car.
You see all these, if you know anything about anything and you're sitting behind the car door in these movies and they're just opening up shots and like, that's not
and
doing anything.
And you see the
anything.
Sparks and there's no holes in the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever see Hancock? He's carrying the car and he's pummeling yeah. the car and it's popping all the bullets.
All right, final story before the break. It's a familiar scenario. An armed citizen with a concealed carry permit is likely once again to have saved multiple lives. Several customers were doing business inside a pawn shop when a man walked inside, pointed a gun toward the ceiling, and announced a robbery. Did the gunman intend to shoot the clerk? Would he take hostages? Well, we'll never know, because a customer with a concealed carry permit promptly drew a pistol and shot the robber in the stomach. The robber had been charged with aggravated robbery. I'm going to tell you a true story. I want to tell you a true story here. I'm in Temple, and I'm at an Easy Pawn. And I go into this one location to look at the gun section. And as I go in the front door, to the right is a long glass counter. 20 seconds, really?
I'm sorry, I'll put the thing down.
Put the thing down. So I go to the gun cabinet, and there's these mirrors, these long vertical mirrors that are about 4 inches wide, angled so that the register people can see things that are going on. Well, I used it in reverse. Always use reflective surfaces. I'm looking at the cashiers, and I see one of the cashiers' faces go into a very distraught look. I looked at the angle in reverse direction and see there's a guy in a trench coat with a massive bulge in the coat. He goes to grab it, opens it up, grabs this thing that... You know, you could think it's like an AK or an AR or something. I'm about to draw my pistol, and it's an electric guitar, and the guy starts laughing. I said, dude.
You almost got dropped.
Don't do that
again. You almost
again.
Got dropped.
Yeah, you almost.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-773-3114.
939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
To the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the show with the final segment here. If you got a question, comment, you want to add to the program, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, when the show is over, it's wrapped up into a pretty little package and thrown over to our podcast department. You can listen to it on Podbean, Spotify, Apple. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, and you can listen to last Saturday's show. This one will be up there probably in a day or so. And you can fast forward or listen to any of the podcast previous shows. It's a good deal. Don't forget, check out all the sponsors who support the program. I understand if they don't have what you need, go somewhere else. But until that point, go check them out first. Support the sponsors who support the program. I cannot be on the air. If you enjoy this show, if you want more content like this, you need to support the sponsors who support the program. Okay? That's just the way it is. They have faith in me. I got faith in you. That you're going to do. It's a circle of life. So let's do it all together, make it all work out. I've got Father John Gazzaldo, St. Luke Church, Temple, Texas, Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group, Mac Harmon from Quick Ranch Automotive, Judge Andy Isaacs. Hey, Judge, I always get it mixed up. Third or fourth precinct?
Three.
Precinct 3, Milan County, okay?
So I'm going to request to be shipped to that precinct in any criminal court battle.
The theme today, very Trinitarian.
I got one more quick story here. Pennsylvania woman foils home invasion by shooting burglary suspect. I should probably just end right there, but let's see what we got. A Pennsylvania woman thwarted a home invasion on Sunday by shooting burglary suspects who entered her Philadelphia apartment. When authorities arrived, they found a woman standing on Georgetown Avenue near one of the suspects who was injured and lying on the ground. The woman told police that four unknown men entered her apartment before she opened fire. The complainant had arrived to her apartment and found four unknown males inside her apartment without her permission. A confrontation ensued. I can only imagine what that was like. And the complainant shot the offenders, who then fled from the location. They shouldn't have fled. They should be able to pick them up easy. It should be like John Wick. Put the coins out.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
The first suspect was shot in his right leg and right arm. You know what that means? Do you know what
didn't
that means?
Practice enough.
That means a right-handed shooter. They were pulling the gun to the right. They had too much finger on the trigger. He was identified as a 48-year-old and treated by medics, blah, 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 blah. Officers soon found the second suspect on a different street. The 45-year-old man was shot in the back. Get out!
So he was running, eh?
He was running.
Away.
The men were charged with burglary. Okay. So, on a story like that, look, what would you do? What would you do Shelby, what would you do if you walked in and there's people in your house?
I'd ask, what the hell are you doing in my house?
And if I gave you a decent answer, would you let me
know? What's the answer? Why are you in my house?
I'm here to see my sister. I thought this is the right place.
This is getting... Boom! Do you have it? Do you have any honey? I was here for the honey.
Okay, give me the mic.
You know, that's a hard one because I've run scenarios in my head. I shouldn't, but I do. And there's a lot of scenarios. Having my wife always asks me and my kids, like, what would you do, Dad, if you come home and there was somebody in here and they were after? I was like, I am not going to answer that to y'all because... Trust me, y'all will be taken care of.
No, hey, I want to be totally serious here. You get a situation like that, Mac, you're gonna go. I'll tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna go. Is this for real?
I got heavy equipment, man.
Serious. Is this for real? What's going on? What the hell? Because you don't look. If we want to just kill somebody, we got a problem.
Yes,
we don't want to kill somebody.
I don't.
We want to defend ourselves. So if we come into our house and like, what the hell are you doing in here, man? What's going on? And like, oh, dude, I don't know. And they're submissive and compliant. I'll be like, you're going to live today. But if one moment, at one instantaneous moment, you do not obey what I command you to do, and I feel threatened, huh, the worst thing you want to hear me say is, I'm in fear for my life. You're scaring me. Stop.
As you open the door, I'm in fear for my life. You're scaring me. What are you doing here?
I'm telling you, if you hear those words come out of my mouth, you're a nanosecond away from seeing the Lord or somebody.
Wow.
I guess you'll see the Lord first, right, Father John?
It might not go well. it might not end well. You guys have it. I mean, I live in a situation. I'm just thinking about this now. People are constantly pounding on my door. And I go home, and there are, like, people in my house. This lady cleaning in my house. There's people fixing things in my house. I live in, you would call it parsonage. I live in the rectory. So there's always someone in my house. And I remember one time I was in my bathroom shaving, and this guy walks in the bathroom. Hello? And, oh, I'm sorry. I had to go downstairs and yell at my secretary. This guy just walked in. Oh, I'm sorry, Father. We didn't think you were there. So,
only be a second.
and they apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is my house. Get out. It's always strange when you said, you know, what would someone do if they come in your house? And what if you're not in your house? What if you're in like someone else's? You know, you're just kind of staying there. It's very, yeah. And somebody, you know, like I have one of those tile things. You have the cameras outside. And it vibrated, so I picked it up, and I saw there was people outside in front of my house. It was at midnight, and I went, you know, you go on the speaker, can I help you? And the woman goes, oh, are you here? I said, yes.
Are you here?
And they ran off, and I, wow. I'm constantly, because you asked me what do I do, because...
How you felt about guns.
I mean, I like it when people around me have guns. But if you guys would live with Ron around me, you'd be constantly pulling your guns. Because, we had an incident out in front of my church with a woman was alone and can I help you? And she grabbed me. And I was trying to get in the camera. I was trying to get in the camera so if something went down, it could be on camera. So, yeah, my particular line of work... always encountering strangers.
You have the open door policy, though.
People well, to the just... church, not to my house. Not to my house.
Yeah, I think they know that.
Yeah, the lines are not drawn here.
Well, because my house is 60 feet from the front door of the church, so they don't make that difference. It's even the same color. Yeah. It's even the same
kind
color.
It looks the same, too.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, there'll be times when I'll be in my kitchen, I'll walk up, can I help you?
Are those eggs for me? Somebody just walked
in. So this happened in our seminary. I lived in a seminary for 7 years. You know, we had like a common area. And people would set up shop in there to try to sell us things. And I remember walking in there. I said, hello. And they said, yes. They asked me, can I help you? And I said, I live here. Can I help you? Oh, we're just trying to, you know, so. That's big business, man. That's big business, man.
Hey, people are dying to get in there. Come on now.
Two places don't have to worry about business. Funeral homes and nurseries and, you know, daycare. We opened up a daycare once. It was full the first day.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I'll tell you what. I got about 3.5 minutes. Yeah. Father John, give your spiel to get people to see you.
To get people to see me?
Because I'm going to go to yeah. I mean, legitimate.
Yeah.
I got everybody in the room. I want you to do the same thing. So go ahead, Father John.
So, like I said, we have church every day. We're, we have mass every, especially on Sunday. And especially if you have young people. We have a wonderful youth group. If you have teenagers, teenagers are leaving the faith in drove and becoming nothing. We don't have given them the tools. But if you're Catholic or once Catholic or interested in being Catholic, please call me. Come by the church where I know my email is fatherjohn@esselparish.com. I love to engage with people. People come by and talk to us all the time. You know, they ask fundamental questions. What's the meaning of life? Why is there suffering? Why is my mother or father dying? But if you all are also interested in Christianity, in historic Christianity, and what is the meaning of life and who is Jesus, please look up us on our website. Come by and see us. If you call the church and no one answers, you can always hit, you know, 9 and it dials my phone. I'm constantly available. And it's the life I have chosen, and it's very rewarding.
It's always a pleasure, Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Melinda Bowles, BowlesFinancialGroup.com. You can reach me at 254-899-9944. Balance Money, Balance Life. We're helping folks get their financial household in order.
Melinda, you're a treasure. Thank you very much. Mac?
I got to talk fast. The end of the commercial.
No, we got a couple minutes. Got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I can do the quick
30 seconds.
It's quickrangeautomotive.com. Look us up. If you want to schedule an appointment, try us out. Something different. Our diagnostics start at $69.95. It's a lot cheaper than most. And then our warranty, just to give everybody a heads up, is 2-year, 24,000 miles, parts and labor guarantee. And that's around the nation. So look us up.
You heard my commercial about Mac. I would put my car on a flatbed just to bring it to him if it was necessary.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
But you haven't. Just to let you know.
Yeah, but
it's
my Jeep.
Still running.
I sold my Jeep.
Still running.
Judge Andy Isaacs.
MSRministries.org is a website. We do camps, leadership development camps for underprivileged teens. Then we also do retreats for veterans, both men and women, that have PTSD. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas, 512-455-2552. My door is always open.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the hub of a wagon wheel with fantastic seasoned oak spokes. Shelby is my metal trim on the outside, keeping us all together. She guides me and directs me. You're doing a fantastic job. Thank you very much. But I'm telling you, I couldn't do this show without everybody else. It's not me. It's them. It's you. But I will say this, with about 30 seconds that I got left, I don't even promote this much. I hate to say it the way I'm about to say it. I'm very good at what I do. If you need training when it comes to firearms, give me a call. Aaron'sGunShop.com. Or I'm sorry, Aaron'sGunShop@gmail.com is the email. Or just look me up on the website at Aaron'sGunShop.com. Give me a call. We'll work something out. Everybody in the room, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to serve. Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.